about. You gotta put it in
perspective. Why does Kevin always sit at the bus stop but never gets on a bus?
Please don't bring that up. Don't bring anything he does up.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Thanks for seeing me. I'm here because I'm thinking of doing some comedy.
Oh, right, like a comedy movie?
No, on stage. Stand-up comedy, live comedy of some kind.
Wow.
I'm a funny guy, aren't I? I'm funny, right?
Yeah.
Is this your idea of getting jiggy with it?
And now.
Why not, Bean? This is America!
Our feature presentation.
Oh, I love so much Toto.
He brings everything to life.
I love him so much. and he's never, ever boring.
Nope.
But we're not ever sure where he is either. That's why he's the International Man of Mystery.
Yeah.
Try to find him. We try to call him. We try to get him on the show.
Could be anywhere in the world.
I'm
at
Hong
any
Kong,
time.
Kevin and Bean.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're always fascinated by that because they have phones there.
Yeah, no.
He can never talk to us.
We think they do. They actually don't.
Unless he's here. Is that right?
Yeah.
Sometimes he's in China. Sometimes he's in South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
His dad travels a lot. And we always try and get him on the phone to get on the show. But he won't respond to us. Bean will send him an email. Bean's really his conduit to the show. Because, crazy. And Bean will say, hey, Doto, we want to have you. Very pointed. We want to have you on the show. What day can you do it and what time? And then Doto will write back, I'm mad at the old man, Bean. I need a bait.
That sounds about right.
Right. And then we go, right. But that wasn't at all what Bean asks. So now Bean's starting to talk in Doto speak. Doto, are you Hong Kong? And then now he understands it. But still, he can't talk to us unless he's in the United States, which is weird.
Well, there's that whole time change. That's very confusing. But I don't think that's written down anywhere. So you're always just guessing.
I guess.
You know.
I don't know. He just automatically discounts the fact that he could talk to us.
Yeah.
And we talk to people all over the world on the phone because phones reach other countries. But not for Doto.
No.
Not for him. And now he's beefing with his old man. I don't know if you've heard this.
No, I have not.
Oh, yeah. He's very upset at the old man. The old man... supporting him 100%.
That's who takes him to Hong Kong.
Takes him to Hong
Kevin
Kong.
And Bean.
Takes him everywhere else. Takes him to South Korea. Takes him every place where he's doing whatever business he's doing. I think teaching English as a second language or something like that.
That's what he says.
That's what he says. And Doto says he's teaching English as a second language occasionally. And that can't possibly be the truth. So let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we? Andrew Siciliano will be on the program today with the NFL wrap-up. Talk about how Atlanta, my team's Arizona Cardinals. How can Atlanta give 6 turnovers and have the Cardinals still not win?
Wow.
6 turnovers.
That hurts.
A college team could win with 6 turnovers.
Yeah.
Not the Cardinals, unfortunately.
People.
We also have Chris Hardwick talking about The Walking Dead.
I was going to get up this morning and
you haven't seen it?
Watch The Talking Dead. No,
oh,
I watched
oh, you
The
did.
Walking
okay.
Dead, but I wanted to watch The Talking Dead, and I didn't have time.
Oh.
But well, they don't...
What a great episode.
Yes. I mean, I just have more questions always.
Of course. Is Rick crazy?
Yeah, I think Rick is crazy. Well, I think he went out outside the reservation for a minute. Though.
He did.
That's what I... Yeah.
He took a little sabbatical.
He did. Who could blame him? It's been a rough day. It's been a rough year.
We have Adrian Palicki talking about the new movie Red Dawn, which opens on Wednesday.
Know her from Friday Night Lights.
That looks good, even though it's Red Dawn. We also have Harvey Levin from TMZ.com.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to tell you. I've been waiting. This has been driving me crazy to not be able to tell you this, but Lisa May... and her stupid little dog are killers.
The best dog ever, Boner.
They are killers.
Well,
Lisa killed a guy just to watch him die. That's true.
We didn't mean to.
Lisa is 0-1 with human life.
It's true.
She killed a person. So I can't wait to tell you about that. That's awesome. And we have our top 10 for Miss Double December. that we're going to announce today.
Yes.
Top 10 we're going to announce today. We're going to put them up online. Going to give you a chance to vote.
I thought you were going to say we're going to put them on the glass.
Well, we're hoping that'll happen later.
Okay.
But we're going to give you a chance to vote on Miss Double December. We have this week, which is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the following week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then that Friday is the pageant. So we've got just not that much time. And if you want to vote, we're going to put that stuff up. We'll give you all the details probably in the 7 o'clock hour this morning.
Okay.
Ralph Garman is back. He will take a look at the showbiz beat when we get back on the World Famous Skip. Ralph Garman is back. Thank God.
Yes.
Hey, Ralph.
We missed you, Ralph.
I didn't want to, but I saw the bat signal in the sky because I don't know what happened last week, but people were bitching and moaning.
What do you think happened?
I know. Me and Bean gone. I'm surprised the station hasn't burned down.
I do have to tell you, though, I don't know if you want to mention what happened.
Sure.
Okay.
We posted a thing on the K-Rock website and via Twitter and Facebook and stuff that I mentioned that my mom passed away last week. And as always, the K-Rock listeners came up strong with support and kind words, and I really do appreciate it. So thanks to everybody for all your tweets and emails and stuff. I read each and every one of them. I may not be able to get back to you, but know that it was much appreciated in a very difficult time. And as always, our listeners are the best. So thanks.
I have a story along those lines. We had the poker tournament on Thursday night at San Manuel, and Brad Williams filled in for you. And I didn't know
how much... half the man I am.
He is. That's true.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how much people had heard exactly what happened by that point. I didn't know if you wanted to talk about it or whatever. So I just got on the microphone and I said to everybody that was there, Ralph sends his best. You know, he has some family issues and he apologizes that he can't be here. That's all I said.
Right.
Whole place erupted in applause.
Oh, well.
Aww.
The whole place started clapping. And, it was just, we love Ralph, and...
That's so cool.
I was just, I didn't even know what to say. It was such a moving...
Yeah, it's remarkable to have that many strangers, I guess, although it's hard to call people who support and love you so much strangers.
Yeah.
But it is amazing to me, and you think I've learned this after I lost my son Lincoln, and I got such an outpouring of... love and affection and support from everybody. You think I would have learned to expect this. But again, it was unexpected and much appreciated for myself and for my family and everybody at the station, too. Everybody at K-Rock has just been great. You guys all said, come back whenever. But I thought it was important to come back today because I know Bean's out, so I wanted to come and help out when I could. And it helps to get back into the normal swing of things and kind of get back to your life and stuff. So
plus,
I'll be gone tomorrow. We have the ceremony, the memorials tomorrow, and then I'll be back on Wednesday before the holiday. So.
Well, it's good to have you back.
Thanks, sir.
Time for the showbiz beat.
It is Monday morning. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. This must be a fever dream. Something must be horribly wrong with my information here. I've been gone for a while. Maybe we've changed services who give us the facts here. But it says here that Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2, in its debut weekend, earned $141 million.
Oh, dear God. They thought it was going to be a lot.
And
but weren't they saying like 120? 20 last week would seem nuts.
In 3 days? That's the 3 day, Thursday at midnight, I guess?
Thursday at midnight. So that's all day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wow.
It pulled in $71 million on Friday alone.
And I haven't even gone yet.
Wow. Yeah, there are a lot of people who probably stay away.
Dave went four times for you.
He did not.
No, I didn't go four times.
Our intern went
at least
twice. He won't
shut the hell up about it.
King of Mexico, who we still can't get to go see the latest Bond movie.
Yes.
No, God forbid.
Oh, this one was so good.
God forbid he takes his tampon out for 5 minutes and goes to see a James Bond movie.
Oh, my God.
Not my fault.
Yeah, it is your fault.
This movie was so good.
Oh, the even added things that weren't in the book.
He read the book?
Oh, yeah. You
he
kidding?
He did?
He's a 12-year-old girl. You know that.
I didn't know he read.
The only reason I really came in today was just to give him just a giant headbutt.
I didn't know he read.
Well...
Did you?
He looks at pictures.
There's a coloring book version, apparently, he's leafed through. Second at the box office, which would be impressive on any other weekend, was Skyfall with an additional $41.5 million.
Wow.
Then Lincoln, number three, $21 million. The Abraham Lincoln biography by Steven Spielberg did very well for itself. Wreck-It Ralph and Flight were the top five. Then Argo, Taken 2, Pitch Perfect, Here Comes the Boom. And then a tie in 10th place between three films, Cloud Atlas, Hotel Transylvania, and The Sessions. The Sessions, by the way, getting huge Oscar buzz. You may want to check it out.
I do want to see that.
We talked about it a little bit during one of the movie weeks. Yeah, we did. It's about the guy who is paralyzed who was to buy a sex surrogate.
Helen Hunt
plays a sex surrogate, and he ends up being counseled by his parish priest, played by William H. Macy, who's fascinated by these stories. And the two of them develop an emotional relationship beyond the sexual surrogate business and stuff. But, yeah, everybody's talking a lot about it, so you may want to check that out when you get an opportunity.
You need to talk to a sexual surrogate.
That'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Yes, it is. Ask a sex surrogate. Because, you know, they're not hookers.
Well.
They're not.
Well.
It's like therapy.
Right.
There's a lot more to it than just the sex.
They're therapy hookers.
Oh, stop. Useless. Congratulations to Sarah Michelle Gellar and Freddie Prinze Jr. They have a 2-month-old son, and apparently they've released the name this week. Yeah, and the long line of celebrities naming their babies bad things. Rocky is the name of their new kid.
Rocky's going to get beat
Rocky
up.
Rocky Prinze. Yeah, just like the Sylvester Stallone movie, Rocky Prinze. Yeah.
You he's going to get beat up.
You're naming him after a guy who punches people.
Right.
Everybody's going to want to punch him. Yo, Rocky, Pam. Rocky, bam. That's it. Let me tell you what lunch is going to be like for this kid every day of his life. Yo, Rocky, bam. Yo, Adrian, bam. I'm Apollo Creed, bam. He's going to have a calloused face.
Maybe by the time he's, you know, old enough to be in high school.
Rocky will have been forgotten?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's possible, I guess. Unless they reboot the franchise.
Yeah.
Make Taylor Lautner Rocky or something. It's all over again. Oh, still. Problems in paradise for Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. We'll have to talk to Harvey Levin about this in a couple minutes. But sources tell TMZ.com that the two were seen at a restaurant in the San Fernando Valley this weekend, but apparently are not reconciling. Word is, they got into a big fight, and Selena walked out of the restaurant after 10 minutes, and Justin Bieber followed after her shortly thereafter. So, apparently, according to sources, he went to her home to try to talk to her, but she refused to let him pass the gates of her private community. So,
I'll bet he's not used to that. You know what I mean? Like
screaming outside the gates.
Everywhere he goes, people roll out the red carpet.
Selena, let me in, Those magical Lohans are still giving the gift that keeps on giving at the holiday season. These stories are just spectacular. Of course, by now you've heard about Michael Lohan.
Yes.
Who was just given DNA positive proof that he indeed has a 17-year-old daughter with a former mistress.
Yeah.
So Lindsay's got a half-sister. Lindsay was asked about the young girl while on Good Morning America last week and responded to the question by saying, "I didn't even hear that, so thanks for the news." Insiders are claiming that's not the case at all. Lindsay has heard about it well before that interview, but chose to play dumb so she wouldn't have to address it during the interview.
Sounds like her.
And don't forget, this coming weekend is Liz and Dick, which is...
Is that supposed to be good?
Half of that is Lindsay's normal weekend. But people are starting to see it. The Lifetime movie, of course, about the famous movie star Elizabeth Taylor and her troubled romance with her twice husband, Richard Burton. Sources who have seen the film already say it looks like a lost Saturday Night Live skit.
Oh, no.
It's impossible not to laugh once Lindsay shows up on the screen dressed as Lindsay Lohan. Yeah.
Oh, no.
The Hollywood Reporter says Lindsay's hugely anticipated comeback movie role is best suited for a drinking game. So, well, it's got an upside, then. At least
sure.
It's got something positive. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. TV show host Larry King celebrates his 79th birthday today. Dementia, hello, you're on the air. Sports commentator Michael Wilbon, from Pardon the Interruption, is 54 years old. Allison Janney from The West Wing and Juno turns 53. Drummer Matt Sorum of Velvet Revolver and Guns N' Roses is 52 years old. Speaking of drummers, did you hear that Dave Grohl is going to be drumming on the next Queens of the Stone Age album?
No.
Yeah.
He's a busy man. From time to time,
yeah. Jim Mora, coach for the UCLA Bruins football team, is 51. He's got to be having a happy birthday today.
No kidding.
Since they took on and beat USC this weekend. Meg Ryan turns 51. Actress Jodie Foster is 50. And our buddy and former motocross rider Jeremy McGrath is 41 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Coming up in about an hour, we're going to give you the top 10 finalists for the Miss Double December contest. And we're going to give you a chance to vote online. Plus, we're going to talk about The Walking Dead with Chris Hardwick, the host of The Talking Dead. First, it's time for the Afro Line, 323-520, AFRO, 24 hours a day. Last week, comedian Brad Williams filled in for Ralph, which was very nice of him to come in, and I'm not sure that this person fully appreciates that.
Hey, I was just listening to today's podcast, and I can't tell. Is Brad Williams a dwarf? God damn it. We get it. You're a dwarf. We get it. Damn.
Pretty impressive still, though.
I think so. You should see him get up on a chair. Come on.
Crazy lady.
I don't find Harvey Levin and Kim Kardashian banging on my door demanding a threesome a show.
I would.
That is happening? We're going to talk to Harvey Levin. We should ask him about
that.
We
will.
Because that is a strange thing for him to be doing. How about a little Christmas song?
All I want for Christmas is a nice boob job. A nice boob job. A nice boob job. All I want for Christmas is a nice boob job. So I can be the double December.
She should get that, by the way.
Well, she's not going to do it in time for this one.
No, but next year.
Think ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not pushing her into it. Sounds like she wants it.
Sure, Kevin.
So it should happen. Song about beer mug?
I want a pop beer mug. Want to crush them up and put them in my pocket. Buy a beer mug. Seriously, buy a beer mug. Ralph, you're awesome.
Seems to be the sentiment, perhaps.
Yeah. Me donating an organ has inspired me. I'd like to donate an organ to Lisa May. Eh? An organ?
Eh? Yeah, thanks for that clarification. We didn't get it. Omar.
Hey, Omar. I just wanted to say,
is he throwing up?
A lot of throw up on this show, I'll tell you that.
Ever since the Hollywood Bowl, I've been hearing my burning gun. Can you please stop playing them on the damn radio? I hate that.
You like them.
What's that?
We like them.
We like them.
Yeah.
I like them more than I thought I did after interviewing them. They're very cool guys.
Mm-hmm.
Another beer mug call.
You know, I don't think it's funny that everyone keeps calling in to tell K-Rock to buy a beer mug. I mean, he's obviously the main attraction for the show. He provides so much comedy, like, that's not brown rice. Or how else would we know what emotions we have, like sad, cry, laugh. And who else would tell us these things?
That's a good point. He does serve a purpose.
So I'm just, you know, sitting here this morning listening to your show, eating my breakfast, and I hear your interview with The Wing, and fire beer mug.
Wing is hot, first of all. And second of all, what a voice.
Unbelievable.
The voice of an angel.
She can hit notes. Only dogs can hear.
I'm not sure they're notes, but she can make noises.
Harvey Levin is a whore.
Well, that seems a little harsh.
She's obsessed with Harvey.
Yes, she is.
After hearing the last 2 moments with Kevin, I think it's time that you guys replay the Kevin Drunky song. Sing it if you know it.
How dare you.
So what, he sounds drunk. So what, he can't speak. Maybe he's dumb. He's special needs. What's he talking about? Man, he sounds crappy. Kevin's a big-headed drunkie. Yeah. Fire beer mug.
I'm not sure that needs to be done.
I'm pretty sure.
So what, he sounds drunk. He can't speak. Maybe he's dumb. He's special needs. What's he talking about? Man, he sounds crappy. Kevin's a big-headed drunkie.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KRO. Got a special guest to talk to about it. It's like you catch a fish in a lake, and you put it out on the ground, and just like flops around on the ground completely. It's like a fish out of water, is what it's like. Now, he's not going to want to spend much time with all those other boys in their room come pretty here a couple of years. We've got to get to the bottom of what in the hell is going on with this Blue Man group. These guys, they paint their faces red. Now, Monday morning, we have an all new Kevin and Bean show. And how often have you used it? Did you know that going into when you started on the second office? When you were on the outside office, not the main one. Where is you?
So what, he sounds drunk. So what, he can't speak. Maybe he's dumb. He's special needs.
Pennsylvania Roast E-Fiesta 2007.
Oh my god.
I saw him as a what do you call it?
I don't
remember. Editor's color commentary? By the way, just for the movie theaters, it's not a hard one, but if you heard it, but it is the way you heard it.
Is that, so he doesn't, are you a regular Duck fan? Will you watch all the time him?
Yeah, not even an accident. I mean, it's not even just, you don't do it on purpose. You also don't make accidents. You know, you have to do it, like they say, yes. And you see these sites you never knew existed, but they're right up here. And it just, hours.
But the photo shoot didn't look good.
So what, he sounds drunk. So what, he can't speak. Maybe he's dumb. He's special needs. What's he talking about?
That's part for the pig or the course.
I got it.
I don't know. That's a toss up.
You need some
advantage in this story. When good men fail to stand up, bad yes. triumphs or whatever that is. We need an update for when the book comes out on DVD.
What did you do?
Are you here to protect us? Not hot.
That song is over, and now we will speak. It's the Kevin and Beecher on the world famous K Rock.
I need to do the Dave plan next time. I'm not drunk.
We owe every one of you that listen to the show a great debt of gratitude. I don't think that's what I meant to say.
So what, he sounds drunk. So what, he can't speak. Maybe he's dumb. He's special needs. What's he talking about? Man, he sounds crappy. Kevin's a big-headed drunky.
The great Al Pacino. Good morning.
What?
I don't know what this is.
This is Sean Connery. Talking about curling.
Sorry.
Give him a breathalyzer.
To everybody that bought tickets for the 23rd annual K-Rock Almost to Christmas, or whatever it's called.
Whatever that show is. you don't see it very often.
It's sold out. The proceeds, of course, are going to charity, so thanks to everybody at the bottom. We still have tickets that you could win every day at 9:10, 12:10, 3:10, and 6:10. So keep listening for your chance to win that. Right now, it's time to bring on Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. Good morning, Harvey.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
How's Bean doing?
He is doing pretty well.
Yeah.
He's doing pretty well.
He's an Iron Man, Harvey. You know that.
No one's in better shape. No, but I think he left the hospital. I think he's in hotel recovering, and I think he's going to head home soon, and it seems to be going pretty well, as it's going pretty well for Scott as well. And you don't know that when you donate, if it's going to take in the
fears of rejection.
Right.
Yeah.
That's really great.
So it's going well. Now,
weirdly, though, the rest of Bean's body is rejecting Bean, which makes more sense to me, actually.
Now, Harvey, before we get into the news of the day, I would like to, I know you don't have time to listen to our show because no one's more busy than you in the morning, but we have this crazy lady that keeps calling the Afro line and leaving messages, and she seems very obsessed with you.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's our voicemail service, Harvey, and she keeps leaving message after message about her relationship with you.
Oh, she's crazy. I mean, none of it's true.
Well, or is it?
I don't know.
Maybe.
I'd like to play.
I'm guessing not.
Well, I'll just find out. Play a couple of her calls and see if you can verify or not, all right? Here's the first one.
I don't find Harvey Levin and Kim Kardashian banging on my door demanding a threesome, a show.
Yeah. Now, did you and Kim Kardashian bang on her door asking for a threesome?
Hold on, let me think.
Think back.
I don't recall.
Okay,
you don't recall that. Oh,
but
that's a lawyer answer,
it's
man.
Not
if I ever
a no.
heard one.
It wasn't a no. How about this one, Harvey? This is the one that I think might fit.
Harvey Levin is a whore.
She might have you there, Harvey.
This is the definition of somebody interested in me.
She loves you.
She's a little crazy, Harvey. All right, let's talk about your site, TMZ.com. Let's talk about Lindsay Lohan,
her half-sister.
Yeah, her half-sister is her no-sister as far as she's concerned. She does not want to have any relationship with her. It's kind of bizarre. I mean, she's kind of passing it off and saying, you know, it's another stunt by my dad. But the fact is, it's her half-sister. It's not the half-sister's fault.
No.
That her dad may be kind of douchey. And
kind of. But this is one of those things where she goes, if it has anything to do with him, because she's sworn him off, right? She didn't want to talk to her dad, have any contact with him.
Well, if you think about it, Allie is also a product of Michael Lohan, but she deals with Allie.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, she's actually kind of, it sounds like almost taking it out on this girl because she hates her dad so much.
Right.
But she is. And that she says she doesn't want to have anything to do with it. But
well, I don't think she's required to have anything
well,
to do
no,
with
it. Well, no, it's true. I mean, it's a fair point.
However, Lindsay does need a driver. Maybe she could hire her.
That's true.
A sober driver.
How did Michael find out that he was her father? Isn't it?
It's been going on for a long time.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
They've been, in fact, he's been paying, well, not paying, he's been ordered to pay child support since 2010.
Oh, wow.
And has, guess, oh, this will shock you. But didn't pay.
What?
Really? What?
Yeah. What?
A stand-up guy like Michael Owen?
With a job? Like Michael
Owen? So why am I guessing this TV show that they did may have brought him a current on those child support payments?
Right. Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Let's talk Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. I don't know why, but
why can't these two kids work it out?
This story makes me happy.
This story makes me ill that I even know about it.
Yeah, that too.
But sadly, I do. So here's the deal. They, they're kids, like you said, but here's where they are right now. Justin has kind of been, you know, told by people, you know, in his world, just break it off. You know, you've got all these supermodels, you got all these people. So he's now kind of thinking maybe we're better off friends. And, you know, he's kind of tried to go back to her, and she's slammed the door. She's real emotional. And they went out to dinner on Friday night. They went to this Japanese restaurant in Encino, which is bizarre in itself.
Right.
But they lasted 10 minutes, and she stormed out. And then he followed, and he went to her house, and she wouldn't open the gate, and he left.
Love it.
But she kind of wants back with him now. But he,
what?
It's true. But they're kids. I mean, what...
But, Harvey, what was there any truth to the story
that
we...
You really want to make sense of this?
Was there any truth to the story last week that Justin Bieber was asking her to marry him?
No, absolutely not.
Not the case. Okay.
Oh, God. No. They're not together right now. And, you know, they go back and forth, but no, absolutely not.
Your photos on the site, Harvey, just depict Bieber as just a massive douchebag.
Did you see the picture of him?
In the wife beater with the chains around his neck and the baseball cap? He looks like a douchebag.
At the gate, yeah. Yelling,
come back,
Stella!
You know what? It's I gotta say that wife, he should never wear a wife beater.
No, really.
There are some people who can pull it off.
And he's the Mr. T chain collection around his neck. He looks like the skinniest little wannabe black kid ever.
It is such a bad move.
If you were to build a douchebag from the ground up, it would be Bieber.
Well, I just if Ed Hardy made wife beaters, then it would be complete.
Yes.
All right, Harvey. One last question.
Harvey Levin is a whore.
Is that true?
Okay.
Can you confirm or deny, sir?
Okay.
He's admitting. I think okay means yes.
Okay means yes. Harvey, you're the best. Thanks for spending the time today. We appreciate it.
See you guys.
Thank you. This is all I care about. This is all I've cared about all weekend. I'm so excited about this.
It's sad. A man died.
Lisa May killed a man.
I didn't kill a man.
That's what happened. Lisa May actually killed a man. She has a little dog, a little rat dog.
Yes.
And it's a she's trained it to be a therapy dog.
Mm-hmm.
Explain what a therapy dog is.
So therapy dogs, you can take them to hospitals and any place where people want to be cheered up, you know, convalescent homes, all that. You take them in and they visit all the people. But they have tests they have to pass. They have to be really calm dogs and mm-hmm. like people. And they have to be able to walk by food because sometimes there's pills and stuff on the floor.
Sure.
So, and they have to be okay with loud noises because people drop stuff, that kind of thing.
So
we did all that.
And that's really nice of you.
Yeah,
I mean, that's taking time.
Taking
time out of your personal schedule. You're going to cheer up people at the hospital. So, day one.
Yeah, well, I signed up with a hospice. Okay. Because I thought it would be really cool to have, like, a relationship with someone who's, you know, a hospice is when there's not much they can do for you anymore.
Right.
So they're just making you comfortable. But
they're just waiting for you to die.
Some people are still up and around when they're in hospice care. So I just thought you could develop a little bit of a relationship. Like, if you go to a hospital, you pop in, and then there's a whole new group of people the next time you come by.
Right,
right?
Of course.
So our very first visit, we go to this home. And there's a social worker that's working with this gentleman, and she comes out and says, because she wanted me to come a couple of days before and I couldn't. So
right.
She comes out and she says, listen, he's been non-responsive since yesterday, but I still think that you and Boner should come in and visit him. I think it's going to give him
Boner's
some comfort.
Boner's your dog, of course.
Yeah, Boner's my chihuahua. So I was like, yeah, that's fine. Let's go in. So we go into this place, and we walk into his room, and the nurse is saying to his son, no, I just saw him take a breath. That was a breath. So that seems bad. But no one's like, no one's panicked or like,
no one's,
you know,
telling you get out.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God. So the social worker says, okay, so put Boner right here in the crook of his arm. So this guy's laying there.
Mm-hmm.
And his eyes are open, but he's not focusing on anything.
So he's just kind of staring.
And he's like not moving,
right?
Really at all. And so I put Boner down, right? And I'm like, "Hi, I'm Lisa, and this is my therapy dog, and you're his first visit, and I think he likes you." And then I'm like,
"Lisa's trying to be all positive and
don't
cheer him up.
Lick him, stop it, shh, don't lick him." I don't know. That's creepy somehow, right?
Yeah, but if people like dogs, it's okay. People who don't like dogs, they
don't
like
him licking a guy that's not moving.
Agreed.
I don't know. There's something. So we just all stand there and we're like watching him and nothing. He's not moving at all.
The guy's not moving.
No.
Okay.
And so finally the son says, yeah, I don't think he's breathing.
What are you thinking at this point?
I'm thinking, holy crap. Are you kidding me? And so the social worker gets
Boner
the nurse.
Looks up at you like, what am I doing
here?
You
know what? Boner's fallen asleep by now.
What am I doing here?
So, and I'm like, do I pick up the dog? Do I stay? I don't know what to do.
Right, of course.
Like,
it's your first time.
In this situation. So the nurse comes in, and then we all just look at the guy for a minute.
Right.
He doesn't even take his pulse. He just goes, looks at his watch, and he says, okay, 120. And he takes off his little oxygen thing.
And the dude's dead.
The dude is dead. And so he's still laying there with his eyes open.
And Boner's still with the...
Boner's now asleep in his arms. And I...
Are you sure Boner's still alive?
Burst into tears.
Oh.
I'm the only one in the room crying. I don't know this guy. I've never seen him before. But it's so like...
Did he have family members there?
His
son was there, but not crying.
No.
Only you.
Just me. And so then the son is saying to me, it's okay. It's okay. I've been crying for a couple of months. So I'm all crying. Like, I don't know what to... So I pick up Boner, and then he's, like, trying to call families, and I'm like, do I stay? Do I go? It seems rude to leave, but it seems
private. Oh, no, I would sneak out.
I don't know what to do, so I'm just standing there, and finally the nurse says, maybe some other people would like to meet your dog. So
other people would like to die.
I've already sweated completely through my clothes. So I go around, and this place is, like, all really old Asian people who don't speak English.
Right.
And I can't say for sure, but I don't think they like dogs. And one lady...
They like dogs.
You think?
Yeah.
I know where you're going with that.
Yeah.
Stop it right now.
For dinner.
I poke my head into one room, and this lady's like, get out! Get out! I'm allergic! Get out! So now I've sweated through my clothes twice. I go back to this guy's room.
I'm
like, I'm going to go home now. And the social worker says, I swear to God, I think he gave him some comfort. I really do. Don't let this discourage you.
The dude was dead.
I think it really helped him.
The dude was dead when you walked in.
The dude was dead.
Dead.
So this is my new rule. Two rules.
Okay.
Because the next visit was a guy with Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Who had been told we were coming and was really excited. But then when we got there, he had no idea why we were there.
Of course.
Or why we were there to visit
him.
Or
who you are, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So my two rules are they have to be able to remember us.
Uh-huh.
And two... not dead yet.
Alive.
Yes.
Lisa,
that's it. That's all I want.
The record, Lisa and Boner, 0-1.
Yes, 0-1.
0-1.
Hey, Lisa, you and your dog should visit Bean.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah. Harbinger of death. As long as we have the murderous animal, we might as well use it.
The killer chihuahua.
Yeah. It is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Next hour, we talk Walking Dead with Chris Hardwick. We also announce the top 10, the finalists for Miss Double December, and you get a chance to start voting. And now Ralph is here with a look at the showbiz beat.
Real quickly, before I get into the showbiz news, I have been gone for a couple days last week because my mom passed away, and I do want to thank all the K-Rock listeners who reached out with a tremendous amount of love and support via Twitter and emails and just about any way you can imagine. As always, our listeners show up when the chips are down. So thanks so much to everybody who sent their kind words to my family and to myself and everybody here at the station who has just been terrific about it all. And thanks for that very hilarious parental death story you did just before the showbiz beat. I appreciate that. I'm kidding. It's
no.
a joke. Oh, for God's sake.
Scared me. No. Fine. But it's Lisa. This.
I know. I know.
Come on now.
My mom's dead and Bean lives. There's no God. I'll tell you.
Argue that one, people.
Yeah, really. There's your ammunition, atheists. All right, let's talk about the showbiz news. It is Monday morning. That means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2 in its debut weekend. Talk about there's no God. $141.3 million.
Wow.
That's a lot of money. It pulled in $71 million on Friday alone.
$71 million is bigger than 99% of, you know, other opening weekends. Yeah.
And they say it's a repeat business that drove it to over $140 million because the Twihards just keep going and going and going because it's hard to say goodbye to Bella and Shaggy and Scooby and the rest of the mystery gang. So Skyfall was number two at the box office, $41.5 million. Then Lincoln, $21 million made it number three. Wreck-It Ralph, fourth. Flight was fifth. Then Argo, Taken 2, Pitch Perfect, Here Comes the Boom, and Cloud Atlas, Hotel Transylvania, and The Sessions were all tied at the 10th slot with about $900,000 in ticket sales. I don't know if you had a chance last night to catch the American Music Awards, the 40th anniversary of the American Music
Awards. No, because so many good things are on Sunday night.
What's better, Lisa, than Justin Bieber?
Anything?
Ralph, I'm sure you were watching the Galaxy win the Western Conference Championship.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't understand any of those words. Okay. Justin Bieber was named Artist of the Year at the 40th Anniversary American Music Awards. The Old Navy New Artist of the Year.
What?
Yeah. They sponsored it now?
As if the American Music Awards wasn't enough of a sham, they are now sponsoring their awards. It's the Old Navy New Artist of the Year Award.
Wow.
Carly Rae Jepsen won that one. Congratulations.
She's called me Navy.
She
That's
is.
It. That's yeah. what she does. Yeah.
The favorite pop rock male artist, Justin Bieber. Katy Perry
Wait,
won.
Wait, he's in a rock category?
Well, rock pop. Pop rock female artist was Katy Perry. Pop rock band, Maroon 5. This is just not our show, people.
No.
Justin Bieber got the best album nod for his Believe. Just keeps going downhill from there. Favorite country female artist, Tadoff Swindler.
Sure.
Yeah. Linkin Park won for best alternative artist.
Was it aired most of the time? They just
I don't even know if they mentioned that.
Did that in a different part of the show.
I think they mailed them their award some weeks ago. I think it was the Hickory Farms favorite alternative artist award. So congratulations to those guys. But beyond that, not much for us. Now we're talking about crappy music. Britney Spears is releasing her first new music in years.
Oh.
More than a year since we've heard anything Britney Spears. This is actually a duet with Will.i.am of the Black Eyed Peas. Makes its debut on radio this afternoon, but the video is scheduled to air on The X Factor Thanksgiving night, as you can imagine, because she is a judge over there.
Sure.
We were managed to pull a little piece of it. I had Omar find it for us. Here's the new single. It's called Scream and Shout. New single from Will.i.am and Britney Spears. I think Britney is singing the background here to Will.i.am.
Okay.
And then he it's just a complete rip-off, cheap, sensationalistic moment when he samples her voice as well. So here's a little taste of Will.i.am and Britney Spears and their new duet, Scream and Shout.
I want to scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We say it all, we are, we are, we are.
You are now rocking with Will.i.am and
Britney, bitch.
There you go.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
Thank wow. God Will.i.am is doing solo music because it's such a departure from his Black Eyed Peas stuff. That doesn't sound like a Black Eyed Peas song at all.
Wow.
While we're talking about Bean, Rowan Atkinson, the British actor known as Mr. Bean, says he doesn't want to do the character anymore.
been doing it for a long time.
He sure has. He said, apart from the fact that your physical ability starts to decline, it is a very sort of slapstick role. He said, I also think someone in their 50s being childlike becomes a little sad. You've got to be careful. Yeah, if only other beans would listen to that advice, maybe we'd all be better off. And Foo Fighters may be on a long break, but Dave Grohl is keeping busy. He's going to give the keynote speech at the 2013 South by Southwest Music Conference on March 14th in Austin, Texas. It's a big deal because everyone from the music business is there for that, so that'll be cool. And Dave's a smart, funny guy, so that should be a great speech.
I agree.
He's also working on a documentary about the legendary Los Angeles recording studio Sound City, and it's been announced that he will play drums on the next Queens of the Stone Age album. So, guy's very busy.
Yeah, there's certain people that just can do anything.
Yeah.
And all well.
Yep.
Tragic.
We are not among that group.
No, we are not. And Donald Trump, it is rumored, will be appearing in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, since we're talking about Thanksgiving coming up.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently he will... Well,
he's already full of hot air, so
they're just going to tether him and then watch his hair blow around in the wind.
Today, I'm very proud of myself.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Jerry McGrath is 41 years old. Jodie Foster turns 50. Meg Ryan is 51. Jim Mora, coach for the UCLA Bruins. Go Bruins! Is 51 years old. Matt Sorum of Velvet Revolver and Guns N' Roses, the drummer for those bands, is 52 years old. Allison Janney from West Wing and Juno turns 53. Michael Wilbon from Pardon the Interruption celebrates his 54th birthday. And TV talk show host Larry King. Larry is 79 years old today. Hello, incontinence. You're in my pants.
Will Glenda be there?
I don't believe she will, Larry. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show. A little bit later on this morning, we're going to talk to Bean, get an update from him.
Okay.
Apparently he's having some problems. Having some problems that are pretty funny. We also have the Miss Double D Top 10 coming up in just a minute. First, let's talk about Justin Bieber. We just, Ralph did the story a little earlier this morning, and we talked to Harvey about it. Bieber and Selena Gomez seem to be breaking up and getting back together on a daily basis. Apparently they were at a restaurant. They were 10 minutes in. They started arguing. She stormed out. He followed her. He went to her house. She wouldn't let him in the gate.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what's
going on. That's embarrassing.
But we figured we would check in with Justin. Just to
all right. Get this.
Try and get it straight from him. Hey, Justin.
Selena!
Oh.
Selena! That's... Selena!
Oh, Justin.
Hello?
What's happening?
Oh, I miss Selena, eh?
Right, but you just had dinner with her last night.
She's like the love of my life, bro.
You're 12. How can you have the love of your life?
She's everything to me. Selena! Selena, I love Waverly Place!
Do you think begging
Selena,
on her...
Selena, you're a wizard! Let me in, Selena!
You think this is going to help? Do you think it's going to help to bang on her gate and door and everything and ring the...
I love so much how much I love her, eh?
Right, but maybe she's super annoyed by you. Maybe a little space would help.
Yeah, maybe
she... Why won't she let me in her gated community, eh?
Because she doesn't like you right now.
Oh, it's all the questions, bro.
Didn't ask
you asked it.
Oh, why am I asking so many questions, bro?
You asked the question.
Selena!
And there's neighbors there. They're not going to like this.
Selena! It's Justin Bieber!
I'm sure she knows who it is.
Maybe she doesn't know. It's Justin Bieber, superstar Justin Bieber, American Music Awards winner Justin Bieber, eh?
Justin, come on, you're better than this.
This is sad.
Yeah.
I don't know why Lisa thinks you're better than this.
Well,
but... Justin. 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 That won't... Hey, Justin, that one won't work for any woman. No woman wants to be harassed like
now
that.
Now you're just pathetic.
No,
they
I think
that.
Every woman wants to be pursued, eh?
So pursued.
I wanted to come to her gated community, let her know how much I miss her and love her, and I'm sorry that I was out with that Victoria's Secret model who's so... freaking hot, by the way.
She, by the way, is hotter than Selena.
At that Broadway play I went to, so I need to make it up to Selena.
And how are you going to do that?
I'm going to sing to her, baby, baby, baby.
Don't cry. This is just sad.
Selena, you're a wizard of Waverly Place.
Not anymore.
Oh, I can't take it, eh?
Justin.
What am I going to do without Selena, eh?
You'll be fine. There's other fish in the sea.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Oh, come on.
disgusting.
This is not going to get her back.
You're going to leave all that at the front gate, I guess.
Sleet, I got a present for you.
It's time, people. It's that time of year. Hard to believe, but it's already time for Miss Double December. And we have a top 10 for you.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December. She's an angel, and just look at those cans. She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my f*** is hard.
Miss Double December 2013. We're kicking off our voting process today. We have narrowed it down to the top 10 finalists. We will be taking your votes, Kevin and Bean listeners, all the way up until the actual pageant, which is on the 30th, down there in Fullerton at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen. And I know we say this every year, and it's true every year, but this year, best batch of contestants we've ever had.
I think so.
Most beautiful bevy of beauties we've ever put on one stage, ladies and gentlemen. 10 spectacular looking girls who all want to represent the Kevin and Bean Show in the year 2013. And frankly, we could not be happier because I can't see how we can lose.
I agree.
This year, whoever we pick, we'll be very happy with.
Here's the top 10.
Should we tell people where to go if they want to follow
go to
along?
Go to KROQ.com and click on Kevin and Bean, or go to KevinandBean.com. That'll take you right to the page.
We should have just posted your top 10 so you can follow along as we go over the 10 girls who will be our finalists this year.
Unfortunately, don't be scared off by the fact that Bean...
Yeah, that's not the picture you want to send people to when we're talking about beauty.
Bean in surgery is not necessarily what we're looking
Bean
for.
Bean drooling in a hospital bed is not sexy.
He's not a finalist.
I wouldn't vote for him if he was.
So you don't have to. Number one is Kristen. Small business owner from Chino Hills. Kristen, any highlights for you, Ralph?
The only thing small about Kristen is her business, by the way. I'll tell you that much. She is a mobile spray tan business operator. She's got her own business. She will drive to your house and spray you. I like
That's
to drive
weird...
to my house and spray her. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
That's a weird business, but it's real.
Yeah.
It's
genius. Real. Look, yeah. You don't want to go down to the tanning salon. You want someone to show up your house and get you ready for your big night out? She'll spray tan you. She said she is a small business owner by day, wino by night.
Sweet.
Oh, she's our girl.
She's our girl. She likes to booze.
She wrote your autobiography. What would the title be? It all started when my mom rubbed whiskey on my gums.
Yeah, that gave her the taste. I like her answer. If you were a porn star, what would your made-up stage name be? She said Marilyn Manho. See? Marilyn Manho. Because she'd be a hoe for men. Yeah, she's a lovely blonde Southern California girl. Yeah. Lux is also in the running this year. Lux, you may remember from last year's competition.
Oh, yeah. Statuesque beauty.
She was a runner-up, wasn't she?
She was very close. I think she was in the top three.
Top three, yeah.
Last year. And she is a delight. We've got to know Lux over the past year. Even though she didn't win, she did stay in touch. And she's big fun. And she's half Filipina, half Irish. She likes to have a good time. And she said her autobiography title would be All My Friends Are Porn Stars.
All right.
Well, that's promising, boys.
I want to get invited to her party.
Yeah. You're a porn star. What would your made-up stage name be? Honeysuckle. All right. Good enough. So that's your second of the top 10.
Number three, our contestant number three is Allie. She is a student and x-ray technician from Burbank, California. She is she's also spectacular. It's funny. We asked all the girls to describe themselves in 140 characters or less,
right,
a la Twitter. Not one of them followed those rules this year. I always find that fascinating. We tell them exactly what to do, and then they just don't do it.
Well, Twitter forces you to.
Yeah, that's why we're forcing them to.
But our thing didn't. I mean, you could type more characters, and we didn't cut them off.
Yeah, we just kind of. She is getting her radiology technologist license, so she can give us all x-rays when we get loaded.
Also, if selected as a finalist, she'll be asked to perform a talent. She says, I could do this weird thing that I do with my arms.
Or sing. Yeah.
I want to know about the arm thing.
We'll pick the weird thing. I think that'd be fascinating.
Yeah. That's really weird.
A receptionist from Chino named Mimi is contestant number four. Her autobiography title would be The Life of a Classy, Sassy, Never Trashy Little Vixen.
All right.
Yeah.
We can't say her porn star name.
No, we cannot. But if asked to perform in the talent show, what would her talent be? I could bake cookies for a talent show. I make awesome cookies. I can also roll my legs over my head. Yeah, well, don't bury the lead, Mimi. Ask her cookies.
She starts with baking and then
throw
goes...
your legs up in the air. That's what we want to see. Tanya, a registered nurse from Whittier,
I'm calling BS on that. How many times have you been to the hospital?
Yeah, she's a nurse in a porn movie, maybe.
No possible way is she a nurse.
Ridiculous. She's an RN working at UCLA, she claims. Her talent? A surgical procedure.
Oh,
Bean had only waited to get that kidney out. We could have used it on stage.
Could have done it live.
She could have removed Bean's kidney on stage during the talent portion. That would have been awesome. It is ridiculous that she's a nurse and looks like that.
Look at her! Nurses don't look like that. That's ridiculous.
She also said she could juggle while jumping on a trampoline.
Yeah, well,
if we wanted for the talent portion.
Yeah, I guess.
I wonder which one we'll go with.
By the way, one of the elements of the talent portion this year is all the girls are going to have to do some Kevining.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, we want all the girls in Kevin to see what they look like Kevining.
That's old.
That's
yesterday's news.
It's old. So is the Constitution, my friend, but we still worship it because it's perfect. Ashley from Fullerton is also one of our competitors. She does bottle service in Vegas sometimes as an occupation.
All right.
How much booze must she sell?
Oh, all.
That's what I'm saying. I would buy anything she asked me to.
Yeah.
She said one of her talents in the talent portion of our competition will be to do a beer bong as fast as she can, followed by 10 legitimate push-ups.
That's impressive.
That is. So will be the vomit on the stage after she's done. That'll be impressive as well. Shannon, our paralegal from Huntington Beach, also entering this year. A lot of these girls are like smoking hot and have real jobs. If you went to a deposition and she was the paralegal in that conference room, I wouldn't be able to put together my thoughts.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Maybe they use her as like a legal trick, like in the TV shows. They come in and just to throw the witnesses off the case. She is a common friend. She is friends with Joanna, Miss Double D.
Oh, fantastic.
So
Joanna's been a great Miss Double D.
She sure has.
I'm still suggesting that we keep them on, that we just start adding.
Just keep them on.
We don't have to replace them. Just let's have two now. And
so
then
we've
three
got a posse
four.
Of hot chicks following us around.
Why wouldn't we do that?
Natalie is a model from Concord, California. Natalie Eva Marie is her name. We asked her if she was going to be a porn star, what would her made-up stage name be? She said, no need for a stage name. I'd use my real name. Yeah, Natalie Eva Marie. It does sound like a porn star. She's a beautiful girl. And when asked to do something in the talent show, she said she'd do something soccer-related because Kevin loves soccer so much.
Oh, kiss up.
Yep, she's kissing up.
And it works.
Absolutely. Who else do we have?
Let's see.
Mackenzie
has
also entered the competition. She's a model, cosmetologist, bartender. From Riverside. She's got it all.
At the same time?
Yeah. Hmm. She can do your makeup while pouring you a drink and in a bikini.
If you had a superpower, what would it be and why? I'm already pretty powerful, so what more could I ask for?
I guess confidence you wouldn't have to ask for. Sarah is also a competitor. By the way, one more thing about Mackenzie. Her mom was legendary porn star Rhonda Joe from the 80s.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Hmm. So she's got some porn star in her.
All right.
All right.
It could be a talent as well.
Sarah is a tour guide from Whittier. She is also one of our competitors. What tours do you give in Whittier?
In Whittier.
The Nixon Museum?
I don't know.
What is she a tour guide for? Her autobiography title would be Choking on Glitter. I don't know what she does in her spare time, but now I'm fascinated.
That's not glitter!
She says her talent, if asked to perform in the talent show, would be I can sing Ludacris's What's Your Fantasy while dancing.
All right.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, stage number one.
How she heard about the contest? Kevin and me listener, mom told her to enter.
Yeah, that's a mom for you right there.
It's really kind of weird.
Honey, look at your cans. Look how massive they are. You should enter that competition with those dirty fellows over there in K-Rock. That would be a hoot.
You know those guys that I hate that are having a contest where they are making it look like it's really something real?
Yeah.
You should enter that because you have big jugs.
Sarah actually did describe herself in 140 characters or less, and I appreciate that. She said, I am fun, caring, smart, active, and always looking for that next badass story. So maybe this one will be another one for her her collection of badass stories. And there you have it. Those are our top 10 candidates for Miss Double December 2013. Voting starts now.
We would suggest that you go to the site and check it out.
Yeah, because our descriptions pale in comparison to the photographs these ladies sent us. Get there, start voting, vote early and often. We will be taking votes, as I mentioned, all the way up until the actual pageant itself, which takes place on Friday, the 30th of November.
It's actually just this week, including Thanksgiving, and then next Monday through Thursday. That's it. A week from Friday
We'll be talking to each of the girls here on the show, so you'll get to judge their personalities as well as their appearance, which I know you don't think makes any difference.
It does to us.
But it does to us, because we have to spend a year with these girls.
Yeah.
And if they're really obnoxious and drunk, that's great. But But
then they're in.
No, we like a girl with a good personality and has a sense of fun about her, because we'll be inviting her to all the K-Rock events, Almost Acoustic Christmas and the Weenie Roast and our April Foolishness comedy show, as well as our singles parties and all the Kevin and Bean events. So if they're going to be interacting with you guys, the listeners, we like them to be fun and have a good time. You can vote early and often, and then we will be tabulating the votes right up until the finale of the pageant at the Slide Bar down there in Fullerton on the 30th. So make sure you go on the website and check them all out.
Coming up, we're going to talk to Bean. We have Adrian Palicki from Red Dawn on the show today. Mm-hmm. We have Andrew Siciliano talking about the NFL weekend and how the Atlanta Falcons can turn the ball over five times and still beat my Arizona Cardinals, which is really a bummer. But first...
And now it's time for you to meet Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
There's a Chicago cop that was blocking traffic during a funeral procession last week.
Okay.
So he gets out in the middle of the intersection, he stops traffic, and then the funeral procession goes through.
Mm-hmm.
And then another Chicago police officer approached and said, "Hey, who are you?" And he said, "I'm a cop. I gotta go." And he got in his car and drove away.
Yeah.
So the real cop followed him, pulled him over a block later. Not a cop at all.
What?
Just acting like a cop out in the middle of the intersection.
He knew that funeral procession was coming.
I don't know. I have no idea what this guy was thinking.
That's so funny.
But he jumped in his car and drove off. So they stopped him a block away, asked for his Chicago police identification card, the name of his unit. He couldn't provide it. And they cited him for acting like a police officer when he's
not. But he did a good job.
He was helping. He was helping.
Oh, man, do one good deed. Look what happens to you.
Exactly. Our second Citizen of the Day nomination are some guys who steal stuff, but first they advertise it on Craigslist. Listen to the story and then see if you can make sense of it. It's okay. Really bizarre.
Police say it's becoming more common that stolen items end up on Craigslist. But what's unusual about this is that the ads were placed before anything was stolen.
The ads were placed before anything was stolen.
They're basically finding out what they can get for what, and then they go get the
stuff?
Listen.
Two separate postings on Craigslist that advertised free items at a location here in Moultonboro.
Free. So the ad says free stuff at this location.
The suspects were subsequently arrested at that location after those ads were posted, trying to remove those items from the property.
Moultonboro police believe they were using the Craigslist ad as an alibi and could say they were just responding to it and leaving with a free item. But police say the property owner had no intentions of giving the items away.
So it was an alibi. They put something in that said free stuff at this address. Then they went to the address to steal the stuff. But they could say, "Oh, we saw an ad on Craigslist, and we're just here to get free stuff."
I don't know. That's kind of smart.
How creative is that?
Yeah.
And another one that I just tweeted at the Kevin Ryder is a video of a clown and a cop fighting, and the clown loses.
How did this happen?
This is a dude that is a social activist. Well, listen to the story.
Thank goodness for cell phone video cameras. A clown gets in a fight with a police officer, and it's all on video. Mitch Cooper was driving by when he saw this, a Milwaukee police officer fighting with a clown.
Okay, first of all, I'm in.
You pull over, right?
I don't think it's funny when people fight police officers. I'd like police officers to be safe. But this was a clown, and the police officer won. So it turns out to be pretty funny video when you see a clown and a cop rolling around on the ground.
Cooper pulled out his cell phone camera and got it all recorded. Turns out the clown is a local activist who's often spotted protesting outside government buildings.
All right, so the clown dresses up in full clown outfit. Then,
yeah.
Then he protests in front of government buildings. But listen to what he was doing this day.
Police received several complaints that he was chasing cars with a squirt gun.
What the hell was he protesting?
I don't know. And what do you hope to accomplish with a squirt gun? Chasing cars with a squirt gun. Squirt gun. Don't you just let that guy go?
I love that.
Just watch it and videotape it. And if you're a cop, just stand by and let him do it for a while.
The clown was resisting. And so the cop needed to do what he needed to do to make sure that he was safe. So it was funny to witness. I mean, it, probably not so fun for the clown. But as a spectator, it was pretty entertaining.
And it looks like the clown started it almost.
He did.
Look at
that. Totally instigating.
The clown started that fight.
I thought clowns were supposed to be happy and jovial.
Pretty brazen clown.
Clown took on a cop.
Clown.
See, that's why you don't trust clowns. There's a lot of evil going
on.
There's
stuff going on underneath, yeah.
A lot of
sure.
makeup to hide all the negativity. But if you want to see the clown in the cup fight,
I do.
It's quite funny.
Now you know Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. Ralph, welcome back.
Thank you so much. And before I get into the news, I did want to just really quickly thank everyone who sent emails and tweets and Facebook posts regarding the passing of my mom last week. It was and is a difficult, difficult time, and the thoughts and prayers and good wishes from all the listeners really does make a difference. I will never be able to get back to all of you because I just got thousands and thousands of messages, but please know that I read all of them and I appreciated all of them, and I shared that with my family as well. So it's nice when people in difficult times come to rally around you, and the K-Rock listeners have always been great that way. It's something we've noticed over the years, and I truly appreciate it. And all the Hollywood Babylon listeners as well, just a lot of people. And my family here at Kevin and Bean and K-Rock, also everybody reached out, and we're very kind, and I do appreciate it. I'll be gone tomorrow for the services, and then I'll be back on Wednesday again. So if you can put up with the intermediate bouts of hysterical crying, I'm happy to be back. So let's try to continue and get on with the showbiz beat. It is Monday morning. That means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Twilight, Breaking Dawn, Part 2, in its debut, did $141 million.
That's wow. Ginormous.
Some movies don't make that in their entire time in movie theaters.
I'd say most don't make that. Whew. That's crazy.
That is crazy. A lot of people weeping as they said goodbye to Joey and Skip. And,
nope. That's Edward and Dog Boy.
Dylan.
Bella.
Dylan.
Bella.
Dylan Walsh down there at the
nope.
Peach Pit. They're all very upset. So.
That's a very different thing.
Skyfall was number 2 at the box office with $41.5 million. By the way, King Mexico did not see Skyfall this weekend.
Oh, I know.
I just want to give you a heads up.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't check out the new Bond
No
film.
James Bond.
You know what he did see?
What?
He went to see Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Yeah.
Could not be more excited about that film.
Uh-huh. That tells you all you need to know.
Raving about it in the other room.
That's all you need to
what
know.
What are you going to do? Lincoln was 3rd at the box office.
Surprised it did that well.
Really?
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg, Daniel Day-Lewis getting raves for his performance.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people, Kevin, who don't judge their movies by its loudness that decided to go to the movies this weekend, wanted to check out a film.
I need a loud movie.
It's getting a lot of acclaim. Well, this has got Civil War in it. I'm sure there's a lot of cannon fire and stuff, Kevin. You probably like that. That's loud.
We'll see.
Wreck-It Ralph was 4th, then Flight, number 5 at the box office. Argo, Taken 2, Pitch Perfect, Here Comes the Boom, Cloud Atlas, Hotel Transylvania, and The Sessions all tied for the 10th place with $900,000. What are you working on there, Lisa? What are you chewing on?
Nuts.
Right into the microphone, aren't you?
Sorry.
She's chewing on nuts.
I packed up my breakfast, I grabbed the wrong thing, and so I have a
so
container
you must
of raw immediately onions.
Immediately, or else it goes bad.
You must eat nuts now.
I'm so sorry.
Not the first time Lisa's said
that. Lisa's just obsessed with nuts.
Got to get her nuts in her mouth, or what's she going to do? What's a girl to do?
Got to do it before 8 a.m.
Got to get a mouthful of nuts, or else
can't
the
go
whole
on.
Day is just a waste. While we're talking about food, everybody get their Twinkies? Has everyone gotten their Twinkies?
I have a friend with a freezer.
You make
freezer
sure you got your
full.
Twinkies. What is up with you effing people and the Twinkies?
We
no one cared.
Eaten them.
No one gave a rat's ass
yes.
about the Twinkie before
until
they announced
away.
Their clothes. And now everybody's got to get. All they're talking about is Twinkie.
That's
mania.
The way I was. I hadn't had one in 10 years, but I had to have one when I found out it was going out of business.
So why?
I don't know. I just had to.
Let it go, people. Have you seen eBay?
No. I mean, yeah, I've seen it in general.
I don't mean the website. I mean what's going on regarding Twinkies
no.
and other Hostess products on eBay.
No.
Let me give you a rundown of some of the current auctions going on eBay right now. Let's see. 3 boxes of sealed Chocodiles. Currently $90 is the bid
wow.
going for those online.
Yep.
A box of Twinkies, unopened, starting bid $500.
There's no one getting it.
All those poor people that were working at Hostess.
Starting bid of $10 for a box of 10 opened and half-eaten Twinkies.
Half-eaten?
Yeah. That's only $10 though, Kevin. Think of the savings.
What a bargain.
It's like any collectible. Sometimes condition will dictate what the value is.
Yep.
There's a $5,000 auction going for a single Twinkie. Still intact in the wrapper.
That's dumb.
And then there is a starting bid of $10,000 for a box of Twinkies.
Where's the chocolate ho-ho?
I don't know what the ho-ho numbers are.
Hollywood and Vine.
Because of hoes. You see what she did there?
It's a hoe. It's a hoe joke.
Hollywood and Vine.
Jeez,
so she's
Lisa with her nuts in her mouth
wow.
and her hoe jokes. What the hell's going on with this
I'm on
girl?
It. I got a theme.
How about that?
Her dog kills one person. She's off the rails. Looks like Tatum Switler's got a new boyfriend. Just after she broke up with Connor Kennedy, now looks like she is back again with a guy she was dating previously, Harry Styles from One Direction. They dated back in April, but she called it quits after she apparently and reportedly discovered pictures of him kissing model Emma Osterley. Word is, she thinks this time around,
yeah,
it's gonna stick.
Mm-hmm.
They were recently seen this weekend walking hand in hand, and looks like they're. Romance is back in the on position.
Is she never without a date? A
she
boyfriend?
Can't be alone, obviously.
Let's
well,
say
she'd run out of songs, Lisa,
right,
if she
I
didn't
think
keep
that's it.
Dating and breaking up with people.
Let's say that you find her attractive. And I don't really, but let's say you do.
She's cute.
Okay.
Yeah. For Satan.
Yeah. Would you want to date somebody who writes, you know, like a six-year-old, angry songs about exes?
About you.
Yeah.
Eventually.
You know it's
sure.
not going to work out. You know you're going to be featured in a song. I don't think I'd want to go there.
She does tend to use her exes as fodder, that's yeah. for sure, for her musical career. But I don't think you go into any relationship thinking it's going to end, right? You always think, well, you
yeah,
know.
But with her?
Potential. I don't know, man.
She's the devil.
Hey, I see.
Tadolf Swidler.
I don't even understand what the attraction would be.
Fame, maybe.
Maybe. But this guy's famous from One Direction. He's got
yeah,
all the fame in the world he needs, right?
Yeah.
So I don't see if you had your choice of going with any head case. Any hot head case in Hollywood, of which there are many.
Sure.
Why would you go with Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway,
I just wish bad things for them both. That's all I know. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Former motocross rider Jeremy McGrath, friend of the show. He is 41 years old today. Actress Jodie Foster turns 50. I can't wait to see that Elysium.
That
new sci-fi
that?
Movie she did. Remember District 9?
Yeah.
The sci-fi movie that from South Africa about the aliens who
that was great.
Who live in that ghetto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The same writer-director from that film, Neil Blomkamp, has a new sci-fi movie called Elysium. About a premise in a world where the Earth becomes uninhabitable. So all the rich go off to this enormous space station that is paradise, basically.
Okay.
And Jodie Foster plays the security chief of that space station. The goal is to keep all the riffraff suffering down here on Earth, all the people working in the factory stuff, keeping them out of that paradise.
Right.
Matt Damon plays a guy who comes down with cancer because of his work, and it's proven that up in Elysium, in the space station, they can cure almost any illness, but only the rich can afford to live there.
Wow.
So he decides he is going to make a break for Elysium and get in there, and she plays
cool.
the security chief. She's the bad guy in it. I saw a ton of footage at Comic-Con this year when I was doing the panel for that, and Matt was there and Jodie Foster was there. Could not have been a nicer lady. Anyway, they showed a bunch of footage from him. This movie looks just terrific.
It sounds cool.
Look for that coming soon. Meg Ryan is 51 years old. Jim Mora, football coach for the victorious UCLA Bruins this weekend. He is also 51. Matt Sorum of Velvet Revolver and Guns N' Roses is 52. Allison Janney from the West Wing and Juno is 53. TV sports commentator Michael Wilbon from Pardon the Interruption is 54 years old. And talk show host Larry King celebrates his 79th birthday today. Larry, of course, putting together his guest list for his big party. He has only question about who's going to show up to his party.
Will Glenda be there?
Yeah, sorry, she can't make it, Larry.
The only one.
Not be a very happy birthday for Larry. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. Coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show, we have Adrian Palicki talking about Red Dawn, the remake, which looks great, by the way.
Yeah.
And Andrew Siciliano talking about the NFL. Right now it's time to check in again with Bean. Find out how he's doing. Hey, Bean.
Hey, you guys, what's up?
How's post-surgery boy doing?
Don't send Boner over here, please.
Boner's 0-1.
Hey, I saw another dog got to visit.
Yeah, because Viola hasn't killed anyone. That's why.
Well,
look in Lisa's
you
defense,
need to give him some confidence.
In Lisa's defense, she did take Boner to one person, and that person died. So the odds are pretty good.
Yeah, Viola, who visited the other day, Cat Corbett's dog, leaves smiles behind. Boner leaves corpses behind.
That's correct, yes.
Well, that was sweet death,
what,
I'm sure.
What time could Boner be there?
Boner is not invited.
Not invited.
Seriously. No bueno, you guys.
How are you feeling today after the weekend?
I will tell you that it is not great. It's 6 days out of surgery now, and, you know, I just get tired really easily. If I'm awake for an hour, hour and a half, I feel like I need to go back to bed. I mean, it's just, it's a long time coming back in terms of getting stamina. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But every day is better. Yesterday was the first day that I put on street clothes. Yesterday was the first day.
Oh, don't you just
take them off again?
Don't you miss the gown that shows your ass to everybody?
I've been wearing pajamas the last few days. But yesterday I, you know, put on shorts and a t-shirt like a big boy. And I actually went outside for the first time yesterday for just a few minutes. So that felt really nice. But, you know, every day is a little bit better. I'm fairly well on track, recovering pretty well, you know.
What's next? What's the next hurdle you need to jump?
Doctor's appointment at noon today, whole bunch of tests, you know, blood and urine and everything like that to make sure that I'm, you know, where I'm supposed to be in terms of, you know, kidney function and whatnot. And then I should be able to fly home tomorrow. I should be home. You know, home for Thanksgiving, which has been kind of, I've kept my eye on that prize through this whole process, is just getting home for Thanksgiving. That's all I'm really focused on right now.
But that's not what I'm looking for. You have to do something before you can leave.
Well, what do you have
to
do?
Oh, geez, really?
What?
Did Dave tell you what's going on? Come on.
Bean, what do you have to do?
Lisa,
what? Hold on, let me just play a song. Let me play a song if you don't mind.
1, 2, 3, 4. Bean can't poop, oh, 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 bean can't poop, poop.
But I thought they didn't want you to poop.
Omar must be so, like, crawling up the wall at the prospect of a life without poop. He wouldn't even want to live in a world like that, would he?
So at first, they wouldn't allow it.
Right, yes. Here's what happens. You have everything working against your bowels after a surgery like this, the first of which is the anesthesia basically kills them. I mean, it turns them off.
Mm-hmm.
There's some sort of a switch or something like that that needs to kind of be reactivated.
Right.
But everything is working against it working because, A, the anesthesia, B, you can't use any of your abdominal muscles to do any kind of pushing, right? So you don't have any kind of physical assistance because everything's all stitched up and hurt, you know? Plus, if you're on pain medicine, that also kind of shuts you down a little bit. So what happens is, at this point, I'm on day 6 of no pooping.
Oh,
so
and is it true that they won't allow you to leave the state until that happens?
I'm going to have a discussion with the doctor about that today. I hope that's not the case.
You have to leave a little bit of bean before you can go back to Seattle?
That's the case. Is that the deal? Dude, no deuce, no home.
God, the pressure.
I've been doing, you know, all the things you would expect in terms of the pills I've been taking, in terms of the things I've been drinking, you know, like beet juice and things like that. Ugh. And granola and the bran muffins and all that kind of stuff. But the problem is, I mean, I don't want to get into too much detail.
Please don't.
It's going to work at some point, and when it does, you know, I'll be good to go. It's just a question of opening that hatch for the first time.
Well, you don't want that to happen in a plane.
That hatch is
going to... Nobody wants that.
I'd just like to suggest that hatch is going to blow open.
Oh, don't make me laugh.
That's going to be an explosion when that happens.
That hatch is sealed shut.
It always comes down to poop, no matter what it is, right?
I did talk to Dr. Mo, our friend Dr. Mo, you know,
right?
You know, he's our go-to medical advice, and he said, seriously, it's nothing to worry about. It's perfectly normal. It usually takes 6 or 7 days with everything that you've gone through, and it's going to come back, and it's going to be fine. I don't want you to panic. But, of course, that's all I can do is panic at this point. Plus,
sure.
I'm just walking around with the most – I mean, I feel like I'm being stabbed all the time. It just hurts so bad. The last thing I feel like doing is eating, but I'm told that the more I eat, the more likely it is to work.
Right.
You know?
Or you can explode one or the other.
Yeah, exactly. So I've gained about 200 pounds.
No. But you're going to lose 100 of it at once.
I know. Ow. 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 So it's not the best thing I've ever been a part of. I can tell you that.
There's never been a worse thing where you go, until this happens, you can't leave. That's just the worst.
You could miss Thanksgiving because of that.
Did Omar have any thoughts again, revisiting the topic here?
Bean can't poop, poop, poop. Bean can't poop, poop, poop. Bean can't poop.
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Bean can't poop, poop, poop. Bean can't poop, poop, poop. Bean can't go poop, poopity poop. Bean can't poop, poopity poop. Poop, 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 poopity poop. Bean can't go poop. He can't go number two.
That's fine. That's
you want me to send that to you?
No, I'm good. All
right, we're going to take calls. I know you're probably too tired to listen, but we're going to take calls from people with their home remedies.
Oh, what a good idea.
God.
You
now,
can listen, Bean.
Trying to check in with the Mexicans? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean, yeah, because Mexicans, they always have their home remedies. So,
absolutely. They don't ever buy anything from a, you know, from a pharmacy. It's always with stuff you've got around the house.
Do you want us to call you back, or do you want us just to email you the update?
I want to forget this whole conversation ever happened. That's what I want.
All right, we will email you the update.
Thanks,
we're going to get some good suggestions. Be well. Poop.
See ya.
See ya. I've never ended a phone conversation with poop before. All right, 1-800-520-1067. We don't need graphic details. We just need to know what worked for you. Some kind of home remedy.
Okay.
Because if he doesn't get home soon, he's gonna die. So 1-800-520-1067. We'll take a break and come around. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. 22 minutes after 8 o'clock.
We're a classy show is what I want to point out.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't be this happy, but for some reason it makes me happy. All right. Let's take some phone calls. Let's try to not be too graphic, if that's fine. Let's go with Sam first. Hey, Sam.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. What's the tip that you have found that works in this particular situation where a person is having trouble
getting things moving?
Going. I found this out by accident one day. I came home after, you know, going to the beach or something like that and was really thirsty, so I thought I'd have a glass of apple juice.
Mm-hmm.
But I did this and actually thought, so good, I'm going to have another glass. And they were big glasses.
Yeah.
Within 10 minutes, I was doing the Dumb and Dumber where he's sitting on the toilet holding the sides.
No!
It was shooting out of
all me. Right, no. All right, good enough. Thank you for the call.
That's try what we want. We're looking for shooting.
Yes, but try not to be so gross about it. But thank you. Apple juice. All right, good. Hang on, let me make a note. Apple juice. All right, let's go to Nick. Hi, Nick.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We are good. We don't really need any graphic details, but what have you found works?
All right, so I got to throw this out there to begin with. I'm Mexican.
Right, right.
So I'm kind of cheating with that already.
Mexicans have, that group of people really does have more home remedies than any other group on earth.
Right, open the floodgates with it.
Yep.
So what I do every morning, I'm kind of stopped up in the morning, so I do this every day. This is my ritual.
Right.
I pour a big giant bowl of multi-grain Cheerios, and I have a big giant cup of Folgers.
All right,
you know, even before I'm done with the cereal, I've got to go.
All right. Okay, good. Thank you for the call. All right. Oats and coffee. I think coffee's probably one of the main ones. Let's go to David. I'm not sure that I've ever heard of this one. Hi, David.
Hey. Hey, Kevin Bean. Hey, Lisa.
Hi there.
How do you get things moving, so to speak?
Sprouted flaxseed.
Sprouted flaxseed.
What do you put it on?
Yeah. You can put it in oatmeal. I do it in smoothies every day.
Oh, so you do that every day. So it's not for special moments.
But it does work for that, too. But
it does the trick.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. This is the strangest phone topic we've ever done, I think. Wendy, hi.
Hi. Good morning. Hi, Lisa.
Hi there, Wendy.
Okay. Traditional Medicinals is a tea company, and they make something called Smooth Move with senna.
Smooth Move.
That's what he's looking for.
I have taken this after surgery. Sometimes it takes 2 or 3 cups, but
really,
if you can stand the stomach cramps, it.
This is what we are sending straight over to Bean.
Here's the problem, though.
Here's really the problem is that that's where the surgery was done.
Right.
So the cramping, I imagine, would be 100 times worse than it would be normally.
Look, right, do you want to get home for Thanksgiving or not?
Look,
I know. But I have another one.
Okay.
On the Mexican line is the aloe vera juice. If you go to any, you know, health food store, they have aloe vera juice. It's much easier on your system, and that also clears you out.
I know aloe vera works on your skin, on your external skin, but I've never heard of aloe vera.
I think.
No, it's
I've never heard of the juice.
It gets things moving.
All right.
It's very helpful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Wendy. He'll be
Wendy
happy to
has
hear
a lot of experience.
She does. All right, let's go to Kelly. This is an odd one. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
I'm much better than Bean. Tell you that right now.
Well, I have two. All right. So the first one is going to Carl's Jr. and you get the Charbroiled Chicken Club with fried zucchini. So that's like okay. The trick is the fried zucchini.
Mm-hmm. Is it all the oil?
You know, I don't know. And then you dip it in the ranch dressing, too. So
gotta dip it.
Wow.
Always right. Seems to work. And the second thing is if you go to a Hallmark store.
Mm-hmm. A Hallmark
every time
store?
Every time you walk into a Hallmark store, I have to go. So every Hallmark store, it's like I know where the bathroom is. I think it's all the fiber smells or something. Yeah.
In a Hallmark store?
And always have to go.
That's
the strangest
Kelly.
Thing I've ever heard. You're a
bizarre. It
works. No,
we're going to make Bean go to a stationery store.
All right. Thank you for the call. Okay. Thank you, Kelly. Let's go to Danielle. Hi, Danielle.
Hello.
Isn't it funny? We could do this topic with the phone calls we're getting. We could do this for another hour and a half. Not that I want to.
No, I wouldn't suggest it.
No. All right. What works for you?
A big giant cup of water with a teaspoon or a tablespoon of salt, and you chug it down, and before you even finish chugging it, you'll be on the toilet.
Yeah, I think he must have done something like that already, right?
I don't know. I don't know what he's done and what he hasn't done. Thank you, Danielle.
He's been drinking, like, prune juice.
Can't wait to send him this email. All right, let's go to Marie. Hi, Marie.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm diabetic, and if I eat too much sugar-free candy, 20 minutes and you're in.
Yeah, well, it's the sweetener. Is it?
Yeah.
Is erythritol? The or there's one of the sweeteners that will really, like.
But does the diabetic part have something to do with it or no?
Well, that's why she uses the sugar-free candy.
It's the sugar-free candy.
Yeah, so it's that. There's one sweetener that they use in that can really cramp you up.
Especially like the chocolate-covered toffees or the little. Anything that's got the chocolate or the caramel.
Yeah, I've had that happen.
Really?
It works.
She's right. You got to be really careful.
Two bags are like $1.50 each.
All right. Thanks,
Marie.
Two bags for $1.50 each. Let's go to Danielle. Hi, Danielle.
Hey, party people. Hey, Lisa May.
Hi, Danielle.
What's the secret?
I think that Bea needs to get some takeout Indian food. Definitely key point is the takeout part because you don't want to eat there and have things happen.
Right.
Take it home and then.
Isn't that maybe too spicy?
No, it's not too bad. You can get the mild stuff, but it definitely helps kick things into gear.
Is there a particular dish, Danielle?
Absolutely. I enjoy the chicken tikka masala.
Okay.
I will let him know.
Cream spinach also is very helpful.
I'll pass that along, too.
That's not going to look nice.
Thank you for the call.
Oh, I'm just going to send him a basket of all this stuff.
Poor bastard. Remember the 1984 movie Red Dawn?
Wolverines!
What a great, great, unbelievably great movie that was. 1984, I believe it was.
I'm a Wolverine, and my hatred keeps me warm. A Wolverine, so you Russians best be warned. Shooting commies, drinking deer blood, peeing in the radiator. Look up there, here comes a really angry Russian helicopter. It has been a Red Dawn.
I don't believe that was from the actual film, Kevin. I believe that may have been Family Guy's musical version of Red
Dawn. Oh, I see. Right.
But now we have an even better reboot, the return of Red Dawn in theaters. Wednesday, and one of the stars, Adrian Palicki, shares her time with us today. Thank you so much, Adrian.
How are you, Adrian?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Great. So, thanks for having me on, you guys.
So Red Dawn, you shot 5 years ago?
No, three.
3 years ago.
But it feels like a decade ago.
How strange it must be to have to go out there and promote a project that was so long ago for you.
Yes, exactly. I'm like a fetus in the movie. It was
what happened exactly? Was it a financial thing?
Yeah, you know, MGM produced us, and they pretty much went bankrupt right after we shot the film. And so the movie wasn't able to be released, and it went through all these different changes and different hands, and finally it's coming out.
Now, in 1984, it was the Russians we were all afraid of.
Yeah, we were in the Cold War era.
Is this still the Russians, or who attacks us this time?
The North Koreans.
North Koreans?
And Russia. Yes.
Oh, and Russia. They're still the bad guys.
There's like a sprinkle of some Russians in there.
Sure, just keep things interesting. And what a great cast you're working with. Chris Hemsworth, of course, Josh Hutcherson, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, one of my favorites. He is great
awesome
as well. Yeah.
And awesome. You, Adrian, it seems like they seem to cast you in a lot of sort of these action-adventure kind of things lately. Of course, famously, you did the Wonder Woman pilot. You got G.I. Joe coming up. Why are you the go-to girl when it comes to kicking ass now?
I have no idea, to be honest with you.
You're not going to argue, but you just don't.
I'm not going to argue, but I got to tell you, I have a lot of training with a gun. So.
All right. So don't screw with Adrian.
So don't mess with her.
Pretty much. Right.
But you could also kick ass, right? You don't need a gun.
That's right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Hand-to-hand combat. I got that down, too.
This looks like one of those grueling shoots for a bunch of actors where you're out there in the woods in the cold and you're doing all this dirty, grimy stuff. Was it an arduous shoot for you?
It was a little rough, you know, and Dan Bradley really wanted us to have that feeling of, the director wanted us to have that feeling of, like, really being in that setting, which we were. It was Detroit in the middle of the winter.
Oh, Detroit in the middle of the winter.
Yeah, it was pretty cold.
Was he trying to kill you?
I think slowly, but thankfully that didn't happen. but, I mean, there was a time where there wasn't, like, heat lamps and, you know, we didn't have chairs. And it was very, very, like, it was realistic for us. And, of course, you know, the girls are in, you know, thin little leather jackets.
As well they should be. Yeah, of course. Of course. That's what matters. Let's be honest.
Did they send you guys through any kind of training before you started shooting the film?
We did. We had to go through a military camp, which obviously is nothing like the real thing, but we did have days and days of playing with some awesome, like, Green Berets and military guys, and
sweet.
We were getting shot at with airsoft guns. I still have scars from that.
Nice.
It was pretty intense. It wasn't, you know, hey, let's show up for Barry's boot camp and do some workouts.
Who was the weakest? Who was the worst at that training?
I'm guessing Hemsworth.
I'm going to have to go with, God love him, Josh Peck. No.
Now, what role do you play? You play Tony, and who is that in this particular movie?
Well, Tony, she starts off as the bad girl. She has a thing for Jed, Chris Hemsworth's character. He comes back from the war, and she's all excited about it. And then, I mean, the thing about the movie that's nice is it goes from, you know, 5 minutes of character development into the action.
Right.
Which is, you know, we're invaded. And so I think all the characters are forced to really, you know, be vulnerable, stand up for themselves, and they have to learn how to use a gun, so it's all just banding together. But Tony's a kick-ass character. She pretty much, you know, is like the female leader of the group.
Fantastic. Now, Red Dawn, the original movie in 1984, was way cheesy on purpose. Is
I don't know if it's on purpose, Kevin.
Oh, you don't know?
It ended up being cheesy.
It was way
Was it cheesy at the time, though?
Really.
Yes.
No, not really.
Oh, to me it was. Well, it doesn't matter. Here's my question for you. Did you try to get that same feel, or is this a straight action movie, or how did you play this one?
Well, I mean, it's pretty much a straight action movie in the content itself. But, I mean, thankfully to the dialogue and the awesome actors that are part of it, there's definitely light, funny moments in it, and a lot of, like, throwbacks to the original as well.
Oh, I love it so much.
And for a war zone background, you couldn't ask for a better city than Detroit, actually, too. So that must add a lot of realism to it.
Exactly. You know, it was supposed to be Spokane, Washington, but we shot it in Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit already looks like it's been...
looks a little more bombed out.
Hey, I love Detroit, but I'm telling you, like, we were, you know, blowing up buildings, and you'd have people who live in that area downtown who would just be looking out their windows like, okay, building's on fire.
Yeah, they don't even think it's...
Another day in Detroit.
Exactly, pretty much.
Any other city, they would freak out and call 911. In Detroit, they just go, it's a Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly. It'll work itself out.
Well, this movie comes out Wednesday because it is Thanksgiving week. It does not wait until Friday like most movies. So if you'd like to see Red Dawn, I would suggest you take all your family on Thanksgiving Day and you go to see Red Dawn.
Yeah, then you eat your turkey dinner out in the woods.
Right.
under some camo.
I love that idea.
Well, can't wait to see this. Looking forward to seeing the new G.I. Joe movie, too, with you in it, Adrian. You're always, you always make any project you're in a little bit better.
Oh, that's sweet. That's very sweet of you to say. Thank you.
And thanks for spending
I hope you enjoy all of them.
Oh, we will. Thanks for spending the time with us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Red Dawn opens this Wednesday. Go see it, won't you? 6.7 K-Rock.
Yeah, Kevin can't stop laughing about poop because he's 8.
Sorry.
Poop. Poop. Everybody poops. I'm going to read you a book after this.
You know what? Everybody does it.
Everybody poops.
Everybody but Bean does.
He will eventually. He will eventually poop. Everybody poops, Kevin. We're going to have a little conversation every show about pee-pee and poo-poo like I do with my daughter Olivia.
How
I'll dare teach you, how to take down your own pull-ups, and you'll learn how to use the potty by yourself.
No, don't get me.
Won't be nearly as funny anymore.
Time for the show business. Here's Ralph.
What a child.
By the way, I wanted to tell the story again about being at San Manuel, because it was really touching and amazing. And I didn't know how many people had heard what happened to Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph, you want to?
Yeah. Last week, my mom passed away, last Tuesday. And it's amazing. I'm a grown man, but when you lose your mom, something about that, you know?
So we were supposed to do the poker tournament in San Manuel, and Brad Williams was nice enough to fill in. And I didn't know how many people knew what had happened, and I didn't feel like it was my place to say. So I just said, Ralph sends his best. He was unable to come. He had a family commitment. And the entire place broke into applause, which I was...
Because I wasn't there?
No.
They were really pleased?
What Kevin thought at first.
Yeah, I'm sure he
but
did.
Then
no,
later
I was really shocked because I thought, wow, that's just basically an outpouring of love. Yeah. That's just, we love Ralph. And I was blown away by that.
And along those lines, I was equally appreciative and blown away by the number of tweets and Facebook posts and emails. Just thousands and thousands of messages of love and support from all of our listeners. And I cannot tell you how nothing helps. The pain is the pain, and you have to go through it. But it makes a difference. It makes an impact. Makes it a little bit stronger when you get that kind of response from people, and I truly do appreciate it, as to my family. And so thanks so much to everybody for all their kind words, and thanks to everybody here at the show and the station in general. Everybody's been great about it. So tomorrow's this is services, so I will be out, and then I'll be back on Wednesday to the best of my ability. But thanks again. Real quick, thank you to everyone who did reach out. And also, people have been asking about flowers and cards and where to send stuff, and we're not really doing any of that, but my mom, before she passed, was suffering from kidney disease. She had been on this dialysis for the past year. Ironically, it was a sudden massive heart attack that took her life. We didn't see that one coming. But she was struggling and battling kidney failure and kidney disease over the past year. And it's just a hideous thing, as we all know from what Bean has done for our friend Scott and what he's gone through. So in lieu of any flowers or cards or any of that stuff, we're asking people to go to kidneyfund.org. Kidneyfund.org, and then you can make a donation there if you feel so inclined for Caroline Garman, who was my mom. So that's what we're suggesting people do. Of course, don't feel obligated, but if you want to do something, that's what we're asking people to do, in lieu of flowers and cards and stuff like that.
The info's up at krock.com. If you're driving, you know, didn't catch that or whatever, you can check on it later, and it's all up there.
Thanks again, everybody. Really do appreciate it. On a lighter note, I do want to mention that earlier this morning, if you missed it, we did announce our finalists for the Miss Double December 2013 competition.
Best crop ever?
I think so. The top 10 are now up at krock.com and kevinabean.com. Voting has started already as of this morning. You can vote for your favorite. You can go on there and click on their pictures, and it gives you a little bio about each of the girls and some additional photographs. So you can pick your favorite and start voting for her. We are taking votes all the way from now through November the 30th, where we will be staging our live Miss Double December pageant, as we do every year, at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen down there in Fullerton, California. We'll be there along with the Marines, who are collecting unwrapped toys for the Toys for Tots program, or as we like to call it, Toys for Tatas. And you're welcome to come down. Come down early, because space is limited and we always fill up, but it's a great live show and we put on a great pageant. All the girls will be participating. We'll be talking to each of them in the days leading up to the pageant. But time is limited this year because we're doing it a little bit earlier than usual. We'll be doing it at the end of November. So make sure you go in there and get your votes, because, of course, as always, you choose who we spend, which beautiful girl we spend the rest of our year with.
And don't choose poorly. Year.
Yes. Because, look, if we all have to sleep with her, we want her to be hot and nice. All right?
Well, did you say sleep with her?
No, I didn't mean that. All right, let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office, because it is Monday morning. Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2, number one at the box office by a lot, by about $100 million more than the second film. Wow. $141.3 million it made this weekend.
You know what it cost to make? Is that one of those? Probably not.
Not that much. I can't imagine.
Not $200 like some of the big action movies.
No.
Right?
Most of it probably went to salaries. I'm sure they all got significant increases as the series went along, but it couldn't be that much.
I'm sure it covered. That's crazy.
Made $71.2 million on Friday alone. And I'm guessing with the Twihards being like they are, that this coming Thanksgiving weekend will probably be just as strong for this film. They'll all go back time and time and time again. Skyfall, the previous number one show, was number two at the box office, $41.5 million.
Ralph, what's the update on our producer Dave with those two movies?
Let's see. So far, it's Twilight 1, Skyfall 0.
Yeah.
Dave rushed out. I think he went to a midnight show, didn't he?
I don't know. I wouldn't doubt it.
Anyway, he went to a show of the Twilight movie, absolutely, and still has not yet seen the best Bond movie yet.
Any movie, but this one.
I don't see James Bond movies. He speaks English, and I don't understand it. Dave speaks werewolf better than he speaks
That's
English.
True.
That's why he went to see Twilight.
Werewolf.
Lincoln was third at the box office this weekend. Wreck-It Ralph was fourth, and Flight, number five at the box office. Argo, Taken 2, Pitch Perfect, Here Comes the Boom, Cloud Atlas, Hotel Transylvania, and The Sessions all tied for the 10th slot at the box office this weekend. Coldplay fans, you'll be happy to know that today marks the release of Coldplay Live 2012. This is their live show on DVD and Blu-ray. It's also a CD. It's all digital. You can pick it up. It's available today. You can check it out. It is Coldplay's acclaimed Milo Xylato World Tour, and they shot a bunch of it, and they put it on this DVD, and apparently it's an amazing, amazing film, so you may want to check that out if you're a fan, like I am. Congratulations to Sarah Michelle Gellar and Freddie Prinze Jr. They have announced the name of their two-month-old son. It is Little Rocky Prinze. That's right, I said Rocky.
Took him 2 months to get to Rocky?
Yeah, well, they had to take Rambo off the table. there was a lot of names they had to get through before they got to Rocky.
What was that movie that he did where crime is the cure? Crime is the...
Cobra?
Cobra.
Cobra. They had to take Cobra.
Crime is the disease.
And Cliffhanger.
I'm the cure.
They couldn't name him Cliffhanger. They were banding around that for a while. Expendable. That didn't work.
So you don't want to name your kid that.
They finally settled in on Rocky Prinze, so congratulations. His three-year-old sister's name is Charlotte. Look, that's a perfectly good name. Why saddle the kid with Rocky? Hmm. Huh. Couldn't help himself.
She got one, he got one.
I guess so. I love that movie. Name him Rocky. Rocky loses in the first one, just want you to know. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, come on now.
Today's celebrity birthdays, former motocross... I'm not doing well today. I'm trying to get some words out.
Happy you're here.
Former motocross rider Jeremy McGrath. He's 41 years old today. Jody Foster turns 50. Meg Ryan is 51. UCLA Bruins football coach Jim Mora is 51. I'll tell you, I know some Bruins fans, and boy, were they excited
with
that win over UCLA.
I know some USC Trojan fans, and boy, were they upset.
Yes. Matt Sorum of Velvet Revolver and Guns N' Roses, the drummer for those bands, is 52. Allison Janney from The West Wing and Juno is 53. Michael Wilbon, TV sports commentator, best known for Pardon the Interruption. He's 54 years old today. And Larry King, legendary talk show host Larry King, celebrates his 79th birthday today.
Ralph, as many mistakes as you're making today is fewer than I make on a regular basis trying to fill in for you.
So well, there we go.
Happy to have you.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks again, everybody. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Time to talk football with one of our favorite people in the world, Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network. He, of course, is also the host of the Red Zone, which is the best damn way to watch football there is.
Yeah.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, I was just talking to Dave about Twilight. Sorry about that.
No.
You were not.
You're joking.
You're right. I was not. Did he really? I didn't have time to ask. Did he really see it?
Yes. What we said was true. He went to see Twilight. And by the way, bought his tickets, I think, a week ahead of time.
Was it a significant other that dragged him there? Or does he have
I don't get dragged because he really, really liked it.
He probably dragged her.
Wow. Because the first, I admit, I saw the first one because the significant other at the time dragged me to see it. Not early, granted, like a week or two in. And I will never, ever, ever, ever wait 2 hours of my life again like that. I mean, it's some of the worst acting I've ever seen in my life.
He went to see that instead of, and by the way, it's not just us, like we know Dave, we know his taste.
Right.
So we know he would like the James Bond movie, A. B, it's getting nothing but rave reviews. C.
I've seen it. The Bond movie is amazing.
He won't go.
Hold on. Is it that he won't go because he had to see Twilight first, or is it that he doesn't like James Bond?
No, he's never seen a James Bond movie. He thinks he would like it, but since he hasn't gone so far, he's not going to go.
What? It's not a continuous story.
I know. We've told him that.
He's an idiot. All right.
That's
let's talk football.
Yeah.
What were the highlights over the weekend?
I say this a lot, and I like to call the NFL the world's greatest reality show.
It is.
People that actually have talent as opposed to normal reality shows.
Right.
Train wrecks, right? And you put them in a box and you let them fight each other. This was the weekend where, again, nothing Like, look at the Jaguar game. The Jaguars went into Houston, and they lost to the Texans in overtime. I was sitting on a plane coming back to LA Saturday evening looking at my notes, and I said, there isn't a single legitimate, discernible, tangible number that you look at before this game that says the Jaguars have a shot of being within four touchdowns.
Right. And not to mention they scored 37 points and still lost.
And they still lost. The fact is we had three overtime games in the early in the 10 o'clock Pacific window, and they all kept going and going and going and going and going. And we had, with those three overtime games, one in Houston, one in Carolina, one in Dallas, we had just fantastic edge-of-your-seat football and outcomes that no one really expected, or at least scenarios that no one expected. No one thought the Browns would take the Cowboys to overtime, and they got the benefit. The Cowboys did have a call in overtime, which probably should not have gone their way, which saved their tails. And if you could imagine the headlines Monday morning if the Cowboys had lost to the Browns at home in overtime. And that's why I love my job, and that's why everyone hopefully enjoys watching what we do on Sunday, because we have these three overtime games with the new overtime rules as well. I mean, the Texans scored twice in overtime. They became the first team in league history with these new rules to actually score twice in overtime.
But the other team didn't score. The other team had to score once, right?
The other team had to score once as well, right? Yeah. Kind of screwy.
Atlanta Falcons and my Arizona Cardinals. I don't know that I've ever seen a team get five turnovers and lose.
Yeah. Well, how about this? First of all, they became the first team in 30 years heading into this week to start 4-0 and then lose five straight. That hadn't happened in not 30 years, 20 years. So then they have the lead on the road against the team with the best record in football.
Right.
And they bench their quarterback for a sixth-round rookie that had never played. You figure that out.
I can't.
And they still lost.
Yeah. They lost.
Despite picking off Matt Ryan five times.
They intercepted the ball five times and lost. That takes some real talent.
There is no team in football with a worse quarterback situation than the Arizona Cardinals.
That's correct.
Hands down.
New Orleans beat Oakland Raiders 38-17. That probably wasn't much of a surprise, right?
No, and the Raiders owner, Mark Davis, Al's son, comes out afterwards and you know, gives the "I'm upset" owner quote. And the Saints, look, I said it. I don't know if I said they were going to make the playoffs when they were 0-4, but they've been slowly creeping and creeping and creeping. They've won 5 out of 6.
Yeah.
The Saints are going to make the playoffs, guys.
They're a good team.
0-4. They're going to make the playoffs. You're going to have to beat them. Now, chances are, if and when they make it, they're not going to be at home.
Right.
Where they're a far, far different team. But they're going to make the playoffs, and they're going to have a shot. No team has ever, ever, ever played in its own building in the Super Bowl. I don't think this Saints team is good enough to win three games in the playoffs, and likely all three on the road is what they would have to do. But they're going to have a shot to get back after everything we heard during the summer about the bounties and the lawsuits and that thing. That story is still not over.
And then the beginning of the season, which was so disastrous.
Right.
Yeah, crazy, crazy. What about tonight's game, Chicago Bears, San Francisco 49ers? That sounds like a great game.
And neither team is going to have its quarterback. Jay Cutler's out, so Jason Campbell, the former Raider, starts for the Bears, and Colin Kaepernick is going to start for Alex Smith. He is out. Both quarterbacks had concussions last week, and neither is ready to play. This is an NFC Championship game. These two teams potentially could meet again in the end of January with the Super Bowl on the line. They are that good. But it comes down to which team has the better backup quarterback.
Yeah.
It's kind of the attrition that is the NFL these days.
That's at 5:30 on ESPN, Chicago Bears, San Francisco 49ers. Andrew Siciliano has been our guest. DirecTV Red Zone channel on Sundays. Love it. Couldn't love it more. NFL Total Access Monday to Thursday. Like it.
Like it. You like it more than Twilight.
No, I'm just giving you a hard time. Oh, yeah, definitely. NFL Total Access Monday to Thursday at 4 p.m. on the NFL Network. Andrew Siciliano, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, man. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. The latest from the Killers, Miss Atomic Bomb. It is the world-famous K-Rock at 9:39. Ralph Garman is here for a final look at the showbiz beat.
Those Killers are good.
They are. And amazing in concert. Yeah. They're one of those bands that you like their CD, and then you see them live, and they blow you away.
Yeah.
So they're headlining night number two.
That will be good.
Yep.
Look forward to seeing them. I also want to give folks a heads up that we are now accepting votes for our Miss Double December 2012 pageant. This is a good batch right here. 10 lovely ladies all willing to put up with our shenanigans to see some free concerts next year. So give them Mad props for stepping up to the plate.
Will Glenda be there?
Glenda is not in the competition this
year,
Larry.
I thought she would be a contestant.
I'm sorry about that. No. All the girls are there. You can go to krock.com or kevinandbean.com and look at their lovely photos and their bios and then start voting, because we take votes all the way up until the very end of the pageant. This year, it's on Friday, November the 30th. Going to be down there at the Slide Bar, Rock and Roll Kitchen in Fullerton, California. We put on a live show every year down there, and we celebrate the girls, and we crown our Miss New, our new Miss Double December.
I thought you were adding nude to it. I was
Miss
excited.
Nude. That's next year. We have to up the ante because interest is starting to wane. So
big ones, right?
Yeah, they got big ones. Yeah. Again, keep voting, and then see you down there at the Slide Bar. Bring an unwrapped toy for our Toys for Tots program that we do at the Marines. Or Toys for Tatas, as we rename it each and every year. But it's a great event.
Wait from Friday.
And it's a nice way to help kids at the holiday season. One more time, and then I'm going to let it go, people. But I do want to give another shout-out. I want to try to reach as many people as possible and thank everybody who has sent me the emails and the tweets and the Facebook posts. Just tons, literally thousands and thousands and thousands of people reaching out to offer their condolences to me and my family. My mother passed away last week, and I do genuinely appreciate it. I can't get back to each and every one of you. I wish I could, but I want you to know I read each and every one of them. And although it doesn't help the pain, because the pain is what it is, it does make me stronger and makes me a little bit easier to deal with, and helps me get through all this somewhat, and my family as well. So thanks to all of you. You're good people. And the people here at the station have been amazing, and everybody on the show also. Everybody made sure they knew I was that they were thinking about me.
Everybody on the show was the best, though. I mean, out of everyone, right? If you had to rank.
If I had to pick, yeah.
If you had
to, although our boss just made me cry out in the parking lot. Made a big
really?
Hug. Yeah.
A-hole.
Usually he makes me cry when he brings me into his office and, you know, suspends me or something. But Mr. Weatherby was very kind to me out in the parking lot just a few minutes ago. So it's everybody here at the station. It's everybody who listens. You're nice and nice people. All right. It is Monday. That means on the Showbiz Beat, we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2. Yeah, this will give me something to cry about. $141 million it made this weekend.
And you know it'll probably make at least half that next weekend, right?
Yeah.
Because of Thanksgiving. I mean, this weekend, because of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, sure. And all the Twitards are going to go back again.
Yep.
Because this is their beloved Bella, who gave birth to a bat or something. I don't know anything about the story.
It is a bat.
But, boy, for a film franchise that is just not very good, it is amazing how much money this franchise has made. It's craziness.
You know what else is funny is there are a lot of people who watch it and admit it's bad.
Oh, most of them
Me.
Do.
A lot of people go.
They say, well, the acting's not very good and the script is pretty poor and it's not well done. But, oh, I love this. Oh, I love these movies. How can you love it? It's crap. That is my question that I ask you all. And you answer me by going and putting down more money and going to see the movie.
I would like to suggest the biggest twi-tard in the world works here. And her name would be Aisa.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah, I forgot about her.
And Aisa cries at every time. She's seen it like four times now. She
Come
cries.
Come on with this.
Aisa cries.
King of Mexico went this weekend.
He cried, too.
Well, he cried because he didn't understand it. Oh, these words, they're talking all English. Their vowels all make sense. There's the wolf in it.
Not my fault.
Second film at the box office this weekend was Skyfall. $41.5 million made it number two. How can you love it? It's crap.
Not Skyfall. That's not crap. That's good. That's a good one, yeah.
Dave will never know because he's not going to go see it.
I'm going to see that one again.
Yeah, me too. Lincoln, third at the box office. Story of our 16th president, made $21 million. Wreck-It Ralph also did very well with $18.3 million this weekend. Flight was fifth. Then Argo, Taken 2, Pitch Perfect. Here Comes the Boom. And then a three-way tie for 10th on the list this weekend with Cloud Atlas, Hotel Transylvania, and The Sessions. All coming in with about $900,000 a piece. San Francisco. Lawmakers there are voting tomorrow. It has nothing to do with show business, but I just saw the story on the way in, and I wanted to talk about it. They're voting tomorrow to ban nudity in public places.
What?
First of all, I didn't know you could just go around being naked in San Francisco.
I didn't know there
was some sort of law in place already. It's discouraging that. They're banning nudity in public places.
Hasn't that been everywhere else for all time?
Forever. I never knew. I missed my opportunity to go wave my pendulous testicles out there in public. I need to catch a flight. Isn't that where you go, Kevin, to get all your treatments for your back?
Do you go there just so you can be nude after your treatments?
I take off all my clothes at the airport, if that's what you're saying.
Apparently, the San Francisco lawmaker says citizens got repulsed by naked men showing up everywhere. What's going on in San Francisco?
Didn't we hear some stories about in yoga, guys showing up and doing yoga?
Yeah,
naked?
I did. I do remember that story.
I don't know, but it's also weird because, like Ralph, I'm surprised that you can just walk around nude anywhere in America.
Apparently maybe there's no explicit law banning it. Maybe that's why they need to make things more clear in San Francisco. Maybe there's some sort of loophole or something. There's a lot of loopholes being seen up there in San Francisco, apparently.
It's getting more like communism, saying we're going to do this and do that.
A woman stripped naked recently at a city council meeting in protest.
How? What?
It's craziness up there in San
Francisco. That'll only work if she looks really good.
What's happening? By the way, women who strip off their clothes at those meetings are not usually good looking.
Yeah, I'm willing to bet more citizens were upset at the woman stripping naked publicly than the men stripping naked in public.
Sure.
Seeing that it's
San Francisco.
And all. Yeah. So I'm just saying, if you happen to be one of our listeners online up there in San Francisco, make sure you get out there and vote tomorrow because this is freedom we're talking about. Freedom to just to put them out there. We're all for that. Oh, this breaking news. It looks like Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez have patched things up.
Oh, yes? Come on!
Yes.
Give us an answer once and for all.
We talked to Harvey Levin earlier today about the meal they had this weekend at a restaurant.
What the hell?
In the Valley, and there was a big argument, and she stormed out, and he followed her, and then the paparazzi caught him outside the gates of her gated community. She wouldn't let him in, and he was banging at the gates and complaining on the intercom. They wouldn't let him in.
But that's the end of it.
But last night, they were seen holding hands after the American Music Awards, and looked like they were very much in love, according to witnesses. So it looks like things are back on, for those of you who are keeping track.
Well, here's my take on it, is that he's still Justin Bieber, which means that in the end, she's going to dump him. Permanent.
All I know is he still wears wife beaters and Mr. T chains and a baseball cap and
that's
looks like a tremendous douche.
Yep.
So I'm hoping that she comes to her senses sometime soon. While we're talking about the American Music Awards, they were held last night, the 40th annual American Music Awards.
Yeah.
It was a completely manufactured BS award ceremony, by the way. I'm pretty sure it was created, no source me on this, but I think Dick Clark Productions said, we need a big budget award show that we can get some ratings for and sell some advertising time. So they just made up the American Music Awards out of whole cloth.
Yep.
And it's been going for 40 years now. Artist of the Year. Well, now I see why she's back in love with him. Justin Bieber won Artist of the Year last night.
Well, then.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
Yeah. The Old Navy New Artist of the Year. Yes, you heard me right. It's now sponsored. Their new Artist Award is sponsored. Carly Rae Jepsen.
One of the two words of the sponsor is old. Sponsoring the new.
Old sponsoring the new. Call Me Maybe, of course.
Sure.
Favorite pop male artist, Justin Bieber. Favorite pop female artist, Katy Perry.
This is MTV, I'm sorry?
No, this is American Music Awards. Maroon 5 won for Best Pop Band.
Sure.
Bieber won for Best Pop Album.
Sure.
Taylor Swift won for Best Country Female Artist. I'm sorry, Taylor Swiftler.
Thank you.
The evil Taylor Swiftler. Nicki Minaj won for Favorite Hip Hop Artist. This is all you need to know about this award ceremony, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Linkin Park, however. Here's a name we recognize. Favorite Alternative Artist. Linkin Park. Adele won Favorite Adult Contemporary Artist. She's like 22. How's she an adult contemporary artist? And while we're talking about music, one final note. Britney Spears is giving us some new music after a year. She has teamed up with will.i.am, finally. The musical pairing we've all been waiting for.
That's true.
They've got a new single out. I guess it premieres on the radio later today. And then they're going to show the video on Thanksgiving during the X Factor because, of course, Britney is one of the judges on that show. It's called Scream and Shout. It's a new single from will.i.am, and he's got special guest Britney Spears on it. If you want to check it out, we brought a little taste of it in. This is a very new, fresh-sounding will.i.am sound. It doesn't sound anything like Black Eyed Peas. And Britney Spears sings back up, and then, she donates a little sound clip for will.i.am to use in the production.
I want to scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. Say no, we are.
You are now rocking with will.i.am and
Britney, bitch.
Yeah.
Will.i.am really has a gift as a songwriter to write an entire song and say absolutely nothing about anything. We're going to shout, shout, it's coming out, it's going to shout it and out. Yay-o, yay-o, yay-o. 3 minutes in, I've learned nothing about anything that the song is about other than he can rhyme shout and out. That's what I've established.
What's it about? We have no idea.
Wow. Oh, feels good. The anger's coming back. I feel good. I'm starting to heal, people. All it takes is a crappy song from Will.i.am to get my blood going again.
I want to scream and shout and let it all out.
Let it all out.
And scream and shout and let it out.
Let it out.
We saying, oh, we are.
Oh, we are. Oh, we are. Oh, we are. Oh, we are. Oh.
You are now rocking with Will.i.am and
Britney, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, he's gifted. We live in a golden time, boys and girls. We do. Today's celebrity birthdays: Jeremy McGrath is 41 years old today. Jodie Foster turns 50. Meg Ryan is 51, as is UCLA Bruins football coach Jim Mora. Celebrated a win over USC this weekend. Sorry about that, Trojans. He is 51. Matt Sorum, a Velvet Revolver in the Guns N' Roses band, is 52 years old. Allison Janney from West Wing and Juno is 53. Michael Wilbon from Pardon the Interruption turns 54. And talk show host Larry King celebrates his 79th birthday today. Hello, old age, you're on the phone. I'm Ralph Garman, I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean Show. The Maxim editor, Dan Bove, will be on talking about the December issue, which features UFC ring girl
Ariana Celeste.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
No,
I thought you were guessing, but I thought you were going to leave me hanging, so I turned to beer mug.
No, I didn't know. That was just a guess. I was guessing, but I'm assuming if they were to put one on the cover, she would be the one.
That is the correct guess. Yeah. Ari Spears, comedian, will be in the studio. Rich Eisen will be on the program talking about the Thanksgiving special on the NFL Network. And that special includes Bradley Cooper, Chris Tucker, Eric Stonestreet, one of our favorites, and Rainn Wilson, another one of our favorites.
I felt bad for Stonestreet this weekend, his beloved... K-State Wildcats got surprisingly beaten by Baylor. That was the upset of the week for me.
I was going to tweet him, but last time I made fun of him, he threatened to come down and punch me.
He was going to kick your ass. Yeah, so you were maybe wise to leave that one alone.
And also tickets for the 23rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean.